Tomorrow's News Today.
Something hit me last night and this morning while I was reading all the news and looking at the research. And it's something we really talked about quite a bit here on air in the past, but we're now here. And I really think I should take today out to really thank you all and to tell you that I really appreciate you, because we could be off the air at any moment. You could be plunged into a massive power outage that will be the beginning of martial law, and we will be in the next phase of the New World Order, the purposeful collapse of civilization and massive, at least 90% depopulation in the next 8 years. They're actually doing it. It's actually happening. And just to chronicle all the attacks they're running right now would take the four-hour show. We're going to hit a lot of them. But as I look at all this incredibly important news, that is the most important. And we have all the pieces. I know exactly what's going to happen. The only question is, what is the timetable? I think you know what's happening as well. But there's that great song with Elvis where he talks about, baby, have I ever told you how much I really loved you? And he goes on to say that you were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And I've told the listeners how much I love you and appreciate you in the great historic battle we've been through. We tried to stop them initiating this final phase, and we'd have a good chance going into this dark night to be able to beat them in the long run. But I really need to just, I'll still continue on as long as possible. Might be a month, might be 2 years. But you need to get ready, and you need to get your family ready. And I've really been holding off telling you all this, but I think you already know. But everything you see, everything standing, everything that's been here is going to be gone. They really intend to kill 90% of us. And when it dawns on the left and the quislings that have gone along with it, it'll be too late for them and too late for us. So just get right with God. I'm going to try to lay all this out today, but there's no doubt now. And I really care about this crew, and I care about all of you, and I care about my family. And I just have a really sad feeling that we didn't stop this, but we did the best job we could. They are dismantling every facet of civilization. The third world is completely collapsed. Hundreds of millions are on their way now to Europe and the United States and North America. Mexico will completely collapse. We will collapse, just like the blue cities. And the power grid will start failing. And the public will beg for stability, and that will cement the massive tyranny you already see happening in China. If you ask why China has 400 million people on lockdown, it was just 30 million for 35 million a month ago. You wonder why they're under such bizarre martial law. They're getting ready ahead of time for what's going to be happening here. And they're definitely coordinating with the highest level of the globalists. So I just need to take this opportunity today to tell you what's coming. And also, I really just feel like talking about how great it's been to know all of you. And just in case we're off the air next week or next month, because it's that close. All the stops have been pulled out. And we have a puppet president that takes direction on television from the Easter Bunny. And that's not a joke. That's very serious. And the sheep-like public, when everything is taken from them, will turn into complete monsters. And if they're told, hey, go along with putting 100 million Americans in camps, they'll do it. And so, my God, what have we done? What have we become? I mean, all over the country, they're trying to pass laws to kill babies after they're born. I mean, we're run by evil. We're the bad guys. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. Infowars.com, chronicling the apocalypse. Stay with us. It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists.
And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday, April 25th, worldwide broadcast. The only way to stop and even mitigate what we're entering is for people to really pull back to the 35,000-foot view and understand where we are and what's happening. It's a live emergency broadcast, live Monday emergency broadcast. An international cult of transhumanist environmentalist terrorists are sabotaging civilization. Tune in and learn how to stop them. InfoWars has confirmed that a multinational authoritarian cult is actively attacking every facet of the planet's supply chain. The Davos Group is the mouthpiece of this psychotic, multinational, corporate-backed post-humanist revolution. I think you now realize that when I would read out of Club of Rome and UN documents and Operation Lockstep from the Rockefeller Foundation and British Ministry of Defense reports where they predicted, because they were laying all this out, this would be unfolding by the year 2020. Now we're 2+ years into it, that I wasn't making it up and I wasn't exaggerating, and that they weren't playing games. So there's a couple things we need to get out of the way here. The collapse that has been initiated is now irreversible. The word is irreversible. There's no putting the genie back in the bottle. Now, it could be 10 or 20 times worse if they get what they're actually looking for. And we're talking 6 billion plus dead by 2030. That's the official plan. And they don't have Noah Harari and Klaus Schwab and the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times saying, looking forward to the end of humanity. And they don't have people setting themselves in fire in front of the Supreme Court building calling for an end to fossil fuels. Of course, they had to use fossil fuels to do it. Isn't there irony to that? They're not doing all of this to play games. They've decided that the public is dumb and lazy and weak and aimless, and the decision has been made to kill you and me and my family and your family. And this issue is the only political, economic, cultural issue. And, of course, it's spiritual in nature. It's a battle between good versus evil. But we're already deep into the collapse. We're already deep into the complete breaking of the social contract. And I told you 2+ years ago they would start environmental lockdowns once you were trained to live under the viral lockdown, and now India and Italy have announced lockdowns, rationing, electricity only certain times of day to, quote, save the earth, and because, quote, the resources have been cut off from COVID, which wasn't COVID, but was the globalists using that as the pretext to destroy the global infrastructure. The globalists were a corporate system that took control of the international order and of the global order and of the idea of community of man and humanity working together to put their grid into everything so that they could take the grids down. And now they're all over every media outlet you can imagine saying that the Earth's carrying capacity has been reached and that billions are going to starve to death in the next few years and that you're going to live in a highly surveilled ration system where your smartphone tells you where you can go, what you can do, and what you're allowed to buy and sell. And as the resources dwindle, a lot of people will get on board with the authoritarianism saying, just do what they say and they'll stabilize the planet. But of course, the more you submit, the worse it's going to get. And that's why you see martial law drills in Canada and in blue cities in the U.S. and in China and all over Europe and everywhere. This is the globally directed beta test that has now ended. The last 26 months, hell's longer than that, the last 28 months has been the beta test for what we've now entered. Censorship is just the beginning so they can carry this out. Then there is the debanking, there is the persecution, and there is the arrest and enslavement and execution of anyone opposing this planetary takeover. It should be very easy to defeat if we're able to model it, break it down, chronicle it, and then get leaders who are compartmentalized to wake up. It could have been stopped, but now the collapse is unfolding, and so now it's even more desperate that we warn everybody so they understand that those initiating the collapse and admitting they're doing it in their white papers are now the ones that are going to preside over the crisis and pose as the savior and just put out the cover story to the dumbed-down public, to the very simplistic public, to the one-dimensional public. Oh, there's deadly viruses because of global warming. Oh, there's collapse of the food chain because of global warming. Oh, we've got to do all this because of you're bad. Humans are bad. And then they have the organized collapse, depopulation, and total transhumanist takeover of whoever's left at the end of that beyond dystopic system that they have initiated. And that's why they write the articles all over the controlled corporate press about looking forward to the end of humanity in the Wall Street Journal, NBC News, the Times of London. That's why they have articles everywhere saying, we need dictatorship. We need authoritarianism. We're going to sexualize your children. This is a coming out of evil. This is hundreds of years of preparation and waiting and training and building their networks while they were rich and powerful presiding over humanity. And now that we're entering the genesis of our next level, super technology, life extension, secrets of the universe, they want to dumb everybody down further, kill everybody, so that the general public does not have access to this because they know time and time again, out of the mass of the public, which on average is simple and dumbed down, super geniuses come out of those groups that innovate and always overthrow the previous elites. Then they become decadent generationally and the cycle continues. The globalists call this, and Obama talks about it, the end of history. Where there's a corporate total control over biological reproduction, over your mind, surveilling everything you do, so that the human system as we know it is ended. Because the Carnegie Endowment that runs the CIA today at the end of World War I in the League of Nations was given the charter to end war. And the answer was end men and women, end the family, end all of human competition, and create a corporate medical, biomedical tyranny over the public where humans are produced that are even allowed to live, that are not purely human but are chimeric species, corporately owned. And you see that, of course, in Brave New World, published in 1931. The brother of Huxley, Julian Huxley, Aldous Huxley's brother, goes on to create the UN, run the UN for two decades, create the transhumanist movement, launch the Tavistock Institute, the transgender system, all of it. And this is it. But to do that, they've got to completely cut you off and have giant masses of millions of people that are starving to death who they can organize to take over your farms, your ranches, your factories, your business. Think about how they take over in a communist country, what they did in Venezuela. And now what they're about to do here, and you realize the full horror, of what we've entered into. So I want to describe what this future is going to look like, and I want to get into the current collapse mechanisms that are taking place, and then the different pieces of how they're trying to outlaw dissent and silence any opposition ahead of this takeover. But if we expose the globalist agenda and the WEF's agenda, then they're not going to get away with their final goal of using this collapse to totally depopulate and enslave us forever. It'll be their Waterloo and a new awakening and renaissance. We must fight this.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. They used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it. It's just true that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com. We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Climb to the top of the food chain with Alpha Power by InfoWars Life. For those who want to increase testosterone and energy levels, most men know that testosterone levels begin to decline starting around 30 at a rate of about 1 to 2% per year. This drop can show signs such as fatigue, low energy, low sex drive, and muscle loss. Alpha Power is packed with some of the most potent and clinically tested ingredients on the market. The secret is in the synergistic blend of ancient ingredients that have been concentrated into their most potent forms, including Uricoma longifolia, originally from Malaysia, Maca root from Peru, horny goat weed from China, and Tribulus from India. Reach your alpha male potential with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and secure your bottle today. leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
As I should have. Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time.
But you were always on my mind.
You were always on my mind.
You have to celebrate humanity's awakening. We have to understand that this is a globalist attack, and if we know that, we can and will defeat them.
Maybe I didn't hold you.
Interesting. What did you think of Alex Jones?
Loved him to death. I still talk to him to this day. I think that he's great, and I think that many more people should have been vocal when he was initially banned, because I was actually there.
I was on a fishing trip that day.
Yeah,
I was in Labrador, and I've regretted it ever since that I didn't come out of the box. I wasn't there. I was off the air. But I completely agree. It was not even about Alex Jones. It's about you can't censor people, period.
Exactly. And Tucker, I remember the exact day when he got censored. I woke up and I looked on my phone and it said, Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He was banned everywhere. It was a mass banning, mass censorship effort to silence him. And again, I really didn't have an introduction into politics, but I had learned a lot of, you know, things from Alex Jones up front, and everything that he was telling me was not false. The people who condemn him and say that he's a crazy conspiracy theorist do not listen to his show every single day, because I work for him for 2.5 years. I didn't know the three branches of government when I started. Now I can tell you international policy and what's going on all over the world right now, because I have listened to Alex, and he's talked about, you know, the government corruption historically that we've been through, all of the different operations such as Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, a lot of these things, the Tuskegee experiment, which is why, you know, the black community is so apprehensive for vaccinations in the modern day. He talks about a lot of these things, and our government doesn't like that. Our government doesn't like being exposed. They don't like people who are willing to tell the truth and people who are willing to push back against the narrative. Look at the fact that the DHS just updated their bulletin to say, hey, if you're spreading distrust in the government, that could be considered terrorism. I don't think so. But I
couldn't, of course, agree with you more, but I'm fascinated by the hate for Alex Jones. I'm not a daily Alex Jones viewer. I don't view anything regularly, actually. But I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny. He's a lot more talented than I am in a lot of ways. That's my takeaway from Alex Jones. But why is he such a threat? Like, why would you hate Alex Jones? I've never understood that.
Because he's telling the truth, Tucker. And again, I know Alex personally, and I've met a lot of people in this industry. And one of my biggest takeaways is that there are a lot of people, especially in conservative media, that are in this for money and fame. They don't actually care about this country.
That's for sure.
And they don't actually care about America. They're scared about being censored. They're scared about, you know, hurting the wrong people's feelings, not getting the proper endorsement. Alex doesn't care about any of that. Alex cares about the truth. He has since day one. He has made mistakes for sure. But he comes out, he apologizes for it, and he corrects the record, which is something that many people in our media refuse to do. So the people who hate Alex Jones hate him because he is everything that they wish that they could be. Somebody who is willing to tell the truth, willing to fight for this country, and actually cares about humanity, not just America, but humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and he owns his own company and he has no advertisers. So he's kind of immune, really. And the only way to stop him is by destroying him with lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
For giving his opinion, which I guess is now a crime or something in the United States. So they're trying to do it that way. I couldn't agree with you more. And why do you think, I've already said why I didn't defend Alex Jones the day he was deplatformed. I wasn't in the country. But why do you think that more in conservative media didn't take a principled stand against censorship when that happened?
Because Alex was off limits. Look at the fact that right now, Tucker, so many in conservative media who wouldn't even mention Alex Jones's name now say his name on a regular basis. Oh, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. We see this constantly, okay? The people in the conservative media or in the right wing even will not latch onto a specific narrative or tell the truth until it goes mainstream and they're allowed to do it. So even in the conservative and the right wing faction, the reason why we lose is because we continue to wait for the left, the liberal media, the mainstream media to allow us to tell us when we are allowed to tell the truth. Alex did that initially from day one. So, I think that's why conservatives didn't stand up for him when they should have, because they weren't allowed to at the time.
I couldn't agree more, but you got to take a stand against censorship, I think. I mean, especially if you're in the media. I find Joy Reid loathsome. I think she's a race hater and she spreads race hate. However, if the government pushed for her to be censored, I would defend Joy Reid without even thinking about it, because I'm against that, period. I don't care who it is, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, like, National Review can't take that stand.
Yeah.
I think it's very, very odd.
Yeah. Listen, I know we don't like Alex Jones and stuff, but listen, check this out, right? I like him. I know people don't know, but listen, whatever you think a human did to another human being, it happened. I don't know. It happened.
Somewhere in history it definitely happened.
Yes.
It probably happened somewhere this
year.
Yes.
And sometimes in these special camps and stuff it happens. These people own these thousands of acres and nothing grows on them and just...
Right.
Just keep it
there. Weird ranches where people meet and do rituals.
Might want to hunt a motherfucker, let him go.
That's not outside the realm of possibility.
I know, that's why I'm throwing it at you.
I guarantee you there's been someone somewhere in the world who paid someone to hunt a person. I guarantee you that's
happened. Listen, no. This is what happened. They take these homeless people off the streets, put them in there, take them to one of these special hospitals. They take them from that hospital, may have them drugged up, take them on these large estates of property. Let's hunt.
Jesus
run.
Christ.
Nigga, run. No, really, I really believe that.
I think, well, that book, The Most Dangerous Game, didn't that come out in like the 30s? It's an old, old book about that very, very thing. Rich people hunting poor people.
The only reason we hunt the fox. Why is the only reason we hunt fox?
I think there's the fur.
The fox is the only one that backs tracks.
Oh, because it's sneaky.
He's the only one that backs tracks. Like if he chases, he'll go forward and then he'll come backwards and go this way.
To trick you.
Yeah. That's why that's the only really challenging, that's the only challenging chase. Everything else is too easy. It's too simple-minded. The fox is the only one that's challenging.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
that
so,
makes sense. I never thought about it that way.
And so now they say, well, the fox is the most reasonable animal. Let's try a human animal, see how reasonable he is.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed someone's done that.
That's
if you
what
think of all
they want to they want to challenge reasonability.
Yes.
Let's see how he thinks. How is he superior than us? Why are we superior? They're not going to do anything they think that's inferior than them.
Yeah.
They're gonna study what they're gonna attack, or what they're gonna make their victim.
Is, for sure, people have done that, right? That's fucking insane.
It's Cyclopia.
Wow, I always thought that was a myth. I never knew that there was an actual disease.
You're talking to me when you're talking about this. I'm like Alex Jones in
you are, man.
Ancient times.
Can you make that a little bit bigger, Jamie? Right there? Yeah. Cyclopia is derived from the Greek word cyclops, meaning ring-eyed. It's a rare condition that causes a child to be born with one eye, no nose, and a proboscis, a nose-like growth above
the
eye.
Brother, I need to hit. Listen.
There you go.
I'm telling you.
However, it isn't that a baby has one eye. It's a severe malformation of the baby's brain early in the pregnancy. Oh, wow. So both of the cyclopia often results in a miscarriage or stillbirth. Survival after birth is mostly a matter of a few hours. Doctors also call it holoprosencephaly.
So say 10,000 years, 100,000 years ago, maybe they did something where they were able to be accepted into the world.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering, you talk about spreading the word. word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure, pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Now you're standing there, tongue tied.
All right, I want everybody to listen to me very, very carefully. And I want to describe first what we're facing. And I want to describe to you a way to mitigate what we were already in. And I want you to understand that things are going to progressively get worse by design, and that the evil and the tyranny and the oppression will never end. And we'll reach levels like something out of Hellraiser if we don't recognize this now and see it for what it is. We've all heard of the frog in the boiling pot. It's true. If you throw a frog in a boiling pot of water, scalding hot water, it'll jump out. You put it in cold water and slowly turn the heat up, it will die. It will not escape. Well, we're not a frog. We're smarter than a frog. And so my great frustration is this. If you go back to shows we did 28 years ago, 25 years ago, 20 years ago, we talked about the plan to take over the infrastructure, to slowly destroy civilization, and to create a global collapse crisis out of which the one world government would take over. Now, I don't deserve credit for knowing that. John Coleman was high-level MI6. He came out with the plan 30-plus years ago. General Parton was the head of Air Force Weapons Development and the Secret Space Program. He told me all of this. High-level FBI agent Ted Gunderson told me everything. And those men now, in hindsight, and the John Birch Society, got it 100% right. We stand on their shoulders. And there were so many other people. I'm getting chills right now. And they would tell me stuff, and I would then go to the UT library. It was the only one that had it. And I would go to the microfilm, the microfiche, and pull up David Rockefeller praising Mao Zedong and Communist China. I would pull up the Carnegie documents. I just couldn't believe it. And I couldn't believe other people didn't want to know about this plan. And Agenda 21 from the Rio de Janeiro meeting that Herbert Walker Bush signed on to. And so I knew that the world's elite were planning this. And I knew that if we warned people, we would have a chance to stop it. But I also thought about looking out to the future, what it would be like if we failed to stop the initiation of their final plan, what it would be like. And last segment, I couldn't even go on air. So I went ahead and aired some clips because this is like when I've had family members come to me and say, I love you a lot, and I really appreciate you, and I've got terminal cancer, and they say I'll be dead in 6 months. It's happened a couple times. And they smile at you, they tell you they love you, and then you're at their funeral, and they're dead. And that's what this is. I'm here telling you that I'm going to die, you're going to die, we're all going to die. It's not like your grandma sitting there having a cup of coffee across the table from you, telling her that she's always going to love you and always going to be there, but that she's going to die. But life goes on through children and grandchildren, doesn't it? Except under this plan, it doesn't go on. So it's a death way worse than my other grandmother saying, I want to go home to my family and God. I'm going to stop eating at 92. I'm ready to die. And you say, I understand, I respect your decision. But you know they had a long life, they live on through you. And as long as you live on, and your children live on, and their children live on, and we're good people, their life meant something. And if they cut us off like this, in this incredibly ancient journey of our species, it is a crime never before committed on this planet that is just so unspeakable that all our ancestors cry out, and all of my will cries out, and just begs all of you to realize there's a trillion distractions. And they're all interesting and fun to cover. And all of this news is amazing. But it's all part and parcel of the spiritual fall of man and the spiritual battle we're in. And the fact that we're entering undoubtedly the end of days being initiated by the Antichrist forces. Making the way for their transhumanist God. And so on my metaphysical knees, I beg you on my knees to realize that this is the truth. This is the transmission. This is the warning. This is why they fear us. This is why they hate me above anyone else. It's because I know their plan, and I was put in this position by God. None of it is me. And I was carried along lesson after lesson after lesson after lesson in my life being prepared for where we are. And you were prepared with your life lessons for where you are now to be a light in the world in this coming total darkness so that we can not let Satan have his total victory in the end, though the Bible tells us 1/4 of the earth will be killed before the plan is reversed. And it is going to be our action that will reverse that plan. And it's going to be rough and it's going to be hard. And a lot of us aren't going to make it. But that's okay because our spirits are eternal. But I want you to know that I love you and I appreciate you. And I stand with you forever. And I know you stand with me. Now, if your grandmother's telling you that she's going to die of lung cancer, with cancer in both lungs, it would kind of be morbid to tell you all about the details. But in this case, it's not. Because if we don't describe what this is going to look like, if we don't stand up versus if we do stand up, then they're going to win. And I understand, believe me, because I don't want to face this either. But I have faced it. Of what this is going to be like. And if we don't admit we're under attack, if we don't admit we're being destroyed, if we don't admit we're being bullied and dominated by these monsters and their slaves, then we have no hope. But it is going to be in this process that we're going to find out who we really are. And the greatest days of humanity have just begun. But you are alive on the planet Earth at the moment of inception of our next level. And there are a lot of very twisted, very old forces that hate us because of our success and what we've already done throughout the cosmos that are attempting to stop us here before this very important mission is launched. Now that mission is taking place in the third heaven. And I could not even try to describe to you that. Just as they say, one cannot be told about the Matrix. You must see the devil's false construct. Well, it is even more intense to try to describe the next level. I have seen the next level. Many of you have seen the next level. And as the enemy pours out its attack to destroy us, if we are faithful and have courage and believe in God, God is going to give you the discernment and the blueprint and the download to defeat this. And that is the great solace we have. But we must not hate God for being angry that we were being put through this, because this is the experience of free will. This is the gift of consciousness and eternity, is that we must first, before we're given godlike power, face evil so that we know it and have physically, cellularly felt it so that we will not be part of it in the future. This is a cleansing. This is a ritual God is going to put us through. This is our boot camp, and we will prevail. Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. The globalist social engineers always intended to push their COVID biomedical tyranny lockdowns until the populations rebelled. They would then use that as the pretext
permanent martial law and banning and arresting anybody that speaks out against their lies. But because of so many scientists and engineers and researchers and others coming public and whistleblowers, now their whole project is falling apart because the people are aware that it is a world government corporate takeover. And so it's pulling back the curtain now more than ever. The problem is some globalist-controlled areas are not going to give up on their takeover, like Canada, where they've now declared a civil emergency and martial law in Ontario, and other areas of the world are following suit, like Australia. So pray for these folks big time. This is a very serious situation. And stay tuned into InfoWars.com, because truth is absolutely paramount.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
To know the heights of good, you must know the depths of evil. I am very blessed and honored to be here with you, my friends, on this Monday, April 25th, 2022 broadcast. Now, I can go over the ongoing shutdown, like switches being turned off, of the food infrastructure, police infrastructure, the security infrastructure, everything being turned in as a weapon against the people. And I have over 50 pieces of evidence here today. It would have been impossible to go over each one. But in this Spars, Carnegie, Rockefeller, Davos Group, John Hopkins battle plan, they describe how once the collapse begins, they will admit that they've mismanaged and say they're sorry, but they've got a new plan for a universal basic income for you. You've just got to accept turning over and signing over everything you've got to it, or you'll lose it all. It's called being held hostage. So as we watch food production plants blow up on a daily basis across the U.S. and in other countries, as we watch the major pipelines cut off, as we watch the Extinction Rebellion cult members set themselves on fire in front of government buildings, as we watch Italy announce the rollout of a dystopian social credit score system to conserve resources, first of its kind in the EU, compliant citizens will be rewarded for good behavior. Those are quotes. The climate lockdowns. Your political views are good. You can leave your house. Why Governor Newsom is creating a water and energy disaster by design. FBI now admits they believe food facilities are being targeted. Oh, really? By InfraGuard? By you? And then you have IMF director, we didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. We're already out of time. Oh, my goodness. The head of the IMF says, International Monetary Fund, privately owned and run by the Rothschilds, that the banks are all insolvent, you're insolvent, the world economy is going to collapse, but don't worry, she's got a universal basic income for you. Here's the video clip. We printed too much money and didn't think of any consequences. No, you're just economists that knew exactly what you were doing. IMF Director Kristalina Georgieva. Here's another one. IMF Director, maybe we printed too much money without thinking of any consequences. Oh, maybe, huh? She goes on to say that the governments of the world are going to collapse and that the currencies are going to spike and we're going to have hyperinflation and that there's no way to fix it. Got all the clips right here. You want to hear her run her mouth? You want to hear the person that did it? Like somebody walks in your house and shoots you with a shotgun and then stands over your body and says, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Maybe they shouldn't have flooded the borders. Maybe they shouldn't have done a two-year lockdown in the third world to starve everybody to death. Maybe they shouldn't have sexualized the children. Maybe they shouldn't have done all the things they did. They did it all on purpose. Maybe they shouldn't have overthrown the Ukrainian government 8 years ago and then attacked the Russian border. Maybe they shouldn't have done this and that. But now they did, and now they're in charge. And now they want you to put handcuffs on digitally and accept this new wonderful app and total control of your life, and then they promise it'll all be better. Is it better in Australia where they put up with it? Is it better in China where they submit to it? Is it better in blue cities where they bow down? The answer, of course, is not. Put these handcuffs on. Let me tie you up, and then everything will be all right. You believe that? But the average leftist has bought into this, so they can't admit they're wrong. They're pretending, because they get promoted on social media when they support it, that they're part of the ruling group. But no one ever leaves traitors alive, not even the bad guys. Because traitors do what they do over and over and over again. And our own corporate media is helping censor images of China and the martial law that they are under. So I got three of these clips, four of these clips, but here's the director saying we printed too much money and didn't think about it. Oh, sure. Here we are.
Always. Yeah. Madam MD.
I think we are not paying sufficient attention to the law of unintended consequences.
Oh.
We take decisions with an objective in mind and rarely think through what may happen that is not our objective. And then we wrestle with the impact of it. Take any decision that is a massive decision, like the decision that we need to spend to support the economy. And at that time, we did recognize that may lead to too much money in circulation, too few goods, but didn't really quite think through the consequence in a way that upfront would have informed better what we do. And I subscribe entirely to what...
I'd shut her up. And she's up there with the former head, LeGrand, of the IMF, and it's all women. So it's like, oh, it's women. Madeleine Albright killed 500,000 Iraqi children and said she did it on purpose, but she's a woman. Oh, Tim Cook's gay. It's all right if he runs death camps. We're taught, like, bow down to these women in charge. Bow down to gay men in charge. It's not about women or gay men. It's about, we're told, oh, they're the new group. They're the enlightened group. She's like, oh, we did not know. We did not know what we did when they used all those trillions they printed to buy up infrastructure themselves. And now they hand us the debt and the inflation. And then, oh, we didn't know lockdowns would collapse the third world. Oh, we didn't know. They didn't know. And the other clips where she says, sovereign debt will fail, nations will fail, the stock markets will fail. But don't worry. We've got a cashless society. We've got programmable tokens that track everything you do and tell you where you can spend your money. And it's all run by little gay men and women in little dresses. So it's like, because our epigenetics thinks of like Vikings or whoever, like a bunch of men, rat, and like, we'll fight that. But if it's women, oh, we did not know. Look, gay man here, I'm gay. Oh, I run death camps. Oh, you see how it works? And they're literally a death cult on private jets with giant private mansions and 100,000 acre ranches laughing at all of you. They want to just kill and get rid of. With some bimbo blonde up there. And then everybody else just goes along with it. We're going to start the next hour. Roger Stone's coming in. I haven't even got into half of this. After he leaves the third hour, I'm going to go over it all. Believe me, this is all incredibly important news. But separately, I'm not funded by the IMF or World Bank or by George Soros, by the New World Order. I'm funded by you. And I want to thank you for coming through with the money bomb and bringing in over $1 million over 3 days. With the product sales and the costs, we brought in over $500,000. Thank you. That supplements what we're doing. We're taking on pure tyranny at point blank range. If I had billions, I could defeat them, but with millions, I can fight them. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We've sold out of half of the 60-something thousand t-shirts we had that have been backlogged and never promoted. We've got a lot of great products out there, and I've got a really exciting announcement here. X2 sold out for many, many months. The highest quality deep earth crystal iodine that is so incredibly popular is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And so I hope that you get X2 at 25% off, and it could be the last time you can get it. Nobody else is doing it from deep earth crystal iodine that is a byproduct of the gas and oil drilling industry. We have to go through a DEA license to get this. It's actually pure iodine that's put into a glycerin oil. It goes right into your blood. It's critical for all electrochemical activity in the body. Stamina, libido, energy, immune system. X2 is back in stock, 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for keeping us in the fight as long as we can. We will not back down. We will not give in. But we cannot continue to fight on without you. So thank you for your support. But all you that wanted X2, it's back in stock right now, finally, at InfoWarsStore.com or toll-free 888-253-3139. We'll be right back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
And move for the architects of the Great Reset following the pandemic vaccine rollout that is slowly happening, killing millions as I speak, will be known as cyber warfare.
Imagine one day you woke up to find your phone was dead, your bank account was empty, and when you turned on the faucet, nothing came out. You can't go to a neighbor for help because they're all in the same situation. You have no idea how it happened or even how you could figure that out. Don't start freaking out just yet. But this reality could be a lot closer than you might think.
And just as the pandemic was publicly forecasted amongst its conspirators months before its rollout, so too it goes with the coming cyber warfare predictive programming of the flip of the power grid kill switch.
Cyber attacks must be treated as a serious threat by our leadership at the highest levels.
Look, today my administration has issued renewed warnings that based on evolving intelligence, Russia may be planning a cyber attack against us.
We've already seen with the Colonial Pipeline and with many others, it's not just stealth of data. It's shutdown of critical infrastructure. And we've seen it with Colonial Pipeline. We've seen it with hospitals. We've seen it with factories that were shut down. And many of these attacks are activated by private organizations, private criminals, but some of these attacks are also behind them. There is government-sponsored attack.
But which governments have embedded what is known as the Swiss Army knife of malware into critical infrastructure? All signs point to the United States government.
It was looking for these things that are called PLCs, or these small computers that control things like factories, like the power grid. What you see here is the code that is put onto the PLC, and this is a normal process. Code goes onto the PLC, turns the PLC on or off, and controls it.
As the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency wrote in their alert for the APT cyber tools targeting ICS SCADA devices, the Department of Energy, the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the National Security Agency, and the Federal Bureau of Investigation are releasing this joint cybersecurity advisory to warn that certain advanced persistent threat actors have exhibited the capability to gain full system access to multiple industrial control systems, supervisory control, and data acquisition devices, including Schneider Electric programmable logic controllers, Omron Sysmac Nex PLCs, and open platform communications unified architecture servers.
There is an energy producer in Texas who has identified a very serious malware instance in their system. This malware is not just in systems like a Windows, Vista that is sitting in one of these plants. No, it is in the Schneider Electric Programmable Logic Controllers. That's a PLC. It is in the Omron Sysmac NEX PLCs and the Open Platform Communications Unified Architecture Servers. Some of this stuff could only be put into these devices at the manufacturer. And so when I asked our dude named Ben Protector of Megawatts, he said, what does it look like to you? These guys look at this stuff all day long and say, Russian? Because the Russians are the ones that people really do fear. If you got the ghost in the machine, these guys are good. He says, this looks like our guys. Without making a formal accusation, of course. Of course, there's people who are doing reports on it, but it is not the hold on to your ass because the lights could go out in Texas or New York or anywhere. This would be the one, and they're not making a big deal out of it, which makes me highly suspicious.
This move will plummet civilization into chaos and total submission unless you are one of the lucky few that has already made preparations. John Bound reporting.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's never been in this studio, though I've been in this studio for 2.5 years. Roger Stone, pinned down by fake charges, falsely convicted by a kangaroo court in D.C., pardoned. The 45th president of the United States is in studio with us right now. You can see all the rain droplets on me. I walked out to get something out of my car. It's pouring down rain here in Austin, but the tyranny is pouring down as well. I want to talk big picture. I want to talk the upcoming midterms. I want to talk Trump. I want to talk DeSantis. I want to talk it all with you here today, but it dawned on me. You've not been here in 2.5 years because for a while you weren't even allowed to leave Florida. Just simply incredible what we've been through, Roger. And now you and I again with the fake January 6th thing are in their false crosshairs again.
You know, Alex, I feel like I'm back home. I mean, it's like a reunion. It's great to be here. So much has changed about InfoWars. It's gotten so much bigger, so much better. Yet the attacks have gotten so much, the velocity of them is really extraordinary. They are desperate to shut down InfoWars. It is the beacon of truth out there. And so many other people have come around to what you were saying 5 years ago, what you and I were saying in this studio, not the studio, but in this building just years ago. And it's all come to pass. As our mutual friend Tucker Carlson says, they don't act like people who have a lot of time. They act like people who are frantic to cancel the Constitution and our freedoms because they are running out of time. They know they're a minority. They know that we are the majority. They know people are waking up. They know InfoWars and frankspeech.com and a handful of others, Real America's Voice, Right Side Broadcasting. There's a very few patriotic outlets out there where the truth can still be heard, but the American people are waking up, and that's because of InfoWars.
I agree, and I want to tell the globalists, even if they can shut down OAN or you or I or anybody else, the public gets what's happened now and that there's a foreign globalist pro-Chi-Com force destroying us. So even if they silence all of us, America's too far awake now. No matter what they pull or what they do, I don't see them getting out of this.
I agree with that, Alex. I mean, between gas prices, food shortages, crippling inflation, the ignominious defeat of the United States around the globe, a foreign policy that makes no sense to anyone, the fake war in Ukraine, which is not even remotely about what they say it's about. People who voted for Joe Biden come up to me in public and say, what a mistake they made. So there is a red tide coming, but it's important that people understand that the election of a Republican majority in the House and the Senate will change nothing whatsoever. The key here is to have a subset of patriots in both houses. It could be 10 to 15 stout men and women in the House, as many as three or four in the Senate, who can use their leverage to change the agenda and save the country.
If I want you to stop, because what you're saying is the key to everything. The Republican establishment, the neocons are allied with the Democrat deep state, the permanent state, to shut down a populist movement that they fear that came through Trump, now DeSantis, and others. And so the key here is realizing just getting Republicans elected is not a panacea. It's having those hardcore groups to blow the whistle, to bully pulpit, and expose what happens to be that key swing vote.
There's no question. So, and people who are still sending their money to the Republican National Committee or sending their money to the Republican Congressional Committee, the Senatorial Committee, please, folks, go to the Infowars site, send that contribution here. Or send it to my legal defense funds.
Yeah, the Democrats aren't attacking the mainline Republicans. They're attacking us because we're leading the populist movement. That's why they fear us.
There's no question. And the next 3 months are crucial. In other words, the Republican primaries in May and June and then August, because there aren't many in July, that's going to determine whether the Republic survives or not. My friend General Flynn, who I love and who I think is a great American, great patriot, great Christian, great constitutionalist, has a line where he says, we only have, you know, maybe 5 years to save the country.
I totally agree with him. I mean,
I think it's 6 months to 2 years at the very outset. But
well, they know they're losing, so they're going for broke to bring in a permanent authoritarian system.
There's no question. And that's why the January 6th thing and the abuse of the detainees, that's supposed to show everybody what will happen if you stand up to them. I mean, a complete denial of due process. People being beaten, people being tortured, people being kept in solitary confinement for the egregious crime of trespassing.
This is North Korea stuff.
Not being allowed to shade, not being allowed medical attention, not being allowed to shower, not being allowed to defecate, being denied due process, not being given in discovery, what they're entitled to under the law. The Attorney General could change all of this with a phone call. He doesn't. It is a violation of the Constitution. It's a violation of the Geneva Conventions. It's the greatest single scandal of our lifetime.
It's a danger. They've set up Guantanamo Bay in D.C.
They really have. This is a blood, feces-infested gulag. And they'd like to lock Roger Stone and Alex Jones in there, except for we don't know anything about it. Not involved. Think it was a bad idea. You and I went to Washington for the simple purpose of winning a 10-day delay in the certification of the Electoral College so that the irregularities in a handful of states like Arizona, like Georgia, like Michigan could be examined more closely. That's not seditious. It's not treasonous. It's not illegal. It's not improper. We have an absolute constitutional right to speak out for that, and they want to make that a criminal activity. They want to make that a crime. They want to take constitutionally protected political activity and free speech and make it a crime.
Well, that's right. For listeners that know that January 6th was a provocateur action, like the Whitmer situation, they're sick of hearing about it. But they have to understand this is the beta test for everybody else. This is everything the establishment deep state Democrats and neocons are betting on with 197 days out for the midterms.
Well, and history is repeating itself. The prosecution of Paul Manafort, the prosecution of General Flynn, the prosecution of Roger Stone, that was mostly a signal to others that resistance was futile, that you couldn't resist the deep state or they would destroy you. And only through the grace of God am I here with you today, Alex. I mean, when I said that in a speech at the Republican State Convention in Utah in Salt Lake City, I was assaulted by the Huffington Post because I believe in Jesus Christ. They say, oh, no, Stone attributes his salvation to Christ. Not likely, they say. It's outrageous. Now they're denigrating your religious beliefs. Unbelievable.
They're incredibly desperate and everybody's turning against him. Biden is on TV taking orders from the Easter Bunny. You can't make that up. How do they get rid of Biden? What do they do? I mean, they have destroyed themselves.
Well, I believe that the new media coverage of the Hunter Biden laptop and the extraordinary corruption and treason, child sex exploitation, drug abuse there, once the New York Times and the Washington Post and CNN and the networks begin covering that, that's the signal that the establishment is ready to dump Joe Biden. In other words, Alex, between the food, the gas prices, the food shortages, the inflation, the defeats around the globe, add to that the corruption and the entire Hunter Biden scandal and Joe Biden's inability to perform and even be cogent in public. The establishment has signaled now he will be dumped. So I predict that after the election, they themselves will enact the 25th Amendment and remove him. They will lionize him while they're doing it. This great statesman is just too ill to do the job. He gave 100% to his country, but now, because he's not well, we have to sideline him for his own good. Remember, it takes a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president under the 25th Amendment to remove Joe Biden.
So when does it happen?
Right after the election, almost immediately after the election, because Joe Biden is too heavy a burden to carry into another presidential election. I don't rule out that it could happen before, but I think it is probably too late.
So there's the Roger Stone prognostication, which I agree with. Biden, puppet Biden, will be removed after midterms.
That's my prediction, and I will stand by it. And right, I'll come back on the show when I'm proven right.
He will be proven right. I mean, he can't even operate. Probably, I'll be surprised if he can go that long. But you're saying in a couple hundred days he'll be gone. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen, up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com.
We've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, he's embattled. He's a former political prisoner. He's Roger Stone. He's here with us live in studio in Austin, Texas. I'm your host, Alex Jones. So Roger, I got a lot of stuff I want to cover with you in the next 45 minutes or so, but you want to get into Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leadership, what's come out about them, and then what's unfolding?
I think this is absolutely key. Unfortunately, President Trump seems to be deferring to Kevin McCarthy on some of these crucial endorsements, and I think that is an enormous mistake. McCarthy, we now know, not only told Liz Cheney on audio tape that Trump should be removed or should resign, and that he would tell Vice President Pence, who would then rise to the presidency, not to pardon the former president. That's treasonous. That's backstabbing. That's not acceptable. And then making it worse, we also know from the same source on audio, so he can't deny it, that he urged Twitter to deplatform three members of the Republican caucus. The big guessing game in Washington right now is, who were the three? Was it Marjorie Taylor Greene? Was it Matt Gaetz? Was it Jim Jordan? Who was it?
And isn't it amazing that they're recording him and that's not even an issue?
It's really extraordinary. By the way, all of this comes out of the New York Times. So normally I would be completely skeptical about it. I would think it didn't really happen, except for they have audio recordings. This is the same Kevin McCarthy who approved billions of dollars to Big Pharma for the COVID-19 hoax. The same Kevin McCarthy, by the way, who only said days ago that if we win a Republican majority, he will not move articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. Now, what we know, the little we know from the laptop already, there's more than enough grounds for impeachment of Joe Biden, certainly far more than the completely bogus efforts to impeach Donald Trump. But we already have from McCarthy, there it is. He's not playing for keeps. This guy doesn't have the courage to be the Speaker of the House and take the fight to the Democrats.
I'm not against gay people, but he lives with Frank Luntz. Is he blackmailed? Is he like the wife of Frank Luntz or is he the husband?
Well, ironically, he withdrew from an earlier leadership contest. You may remember when Bob Livingston, Congressman from Louisiana, was in line to become the Republican leader. There was a contest. McCarthy stepped forward. It was then revealed that he was having an extramarital affair with a congresswoman from North Carolina. This was reported by the Washington Examiner, picked up by Drudge. McCarthy withdrew from the contest. I don't know what the nature of his relationship with Frank Luntz is, other than to say that I find it very weird that a grown man who's married has a roommate in Washington, D.C., who looks like he has a Danish stapled on his head.
So everybody's turning against the establishment right now. What are they going to do?
Well, you're right about that. I mean, I'm looking at poll results in California, in Nevada, in New Jersey, in Pennsylvania, in Florida. So I'm not just looking at one region of the country. Alex, I have never seen the kind of volatility that I'm looking at right now. By that, I mean people are completely fed up with the political establishment, with the political elites. They don't trust the networks. They don't trust the cable news outlets. They don't trust politicians. They don't trust either party. I've never seen this kind of volatility. And what it means is that things are politically possible that would never have been possible before. Meaning, if you were a Republican U.S. senator, you're going to get reelected. The odds are overwhelming, virtually impossible to mount a challenge to you. That is no longer the case. The people are angry, they're pissed, and they're looking for non-politicians for the answers. Term limits, which always was the most powerful issue on our side, has to be up front yet again. But what we can have is people like Mark Wayne Mullen from Oklahoma. This guy's running for the U.S. Senate. Alex, he praised the Capitol Hill police officer, Johnny Byrd, the guy who shot an unarmed veteran, Ashley Babbitt, in cold blood. He praised this officer as a hero. Then I go check. He when running for the House in eastern Oklahoma, he pledged to run for only three terms. Then he violated his pledge, ran for a fourth term, and now he wants to be a U.S. senator. And he calls himself a conservative.
Well, our biggest issue is globalists and just grifters and scammers that say they're Republican. And that's the problem with Trump. Our good friend, your really good friend, he keeps just endorsing some good, but a lot of bad people.
Look, I love Donald Trump. He saved my life. I will always be eternally loyal to him. When I agree with him, I yell it from the rooftops. When I disagree, frankly, I'm discreet about it because I owe him my life. And I still think it's amazing how much he got accomplished considering.
Yeah, but I agree. So why is he endorsing some turds?
Because I think he's getting bad advice. I think there is a disproportionate amount of influence by McCarthy. Let's take an example. The 4th District of New Jersey, the Trumpiest district in the Northeast United States. Trump won it by 26%. Chris Smith is the congressman. He's been there for 42 years. Voted for the Green New Deal. Voted for the vaccination registration.
He's a database fruit minion.
He's awful. Mike Crispy, a conservative commentator, comes forward to challenge him. McCarthy is essentially blocking Trump's endorsement of Crispy.
So shifting gears, how much trouble is McCarthy in with the base? Because everybody hates his guts. I mean, why can't we have a challenge in leadership and remove him? And who would be good to replace McCarthy?
Well, I suspect we will have a challenge, but I hate to answer your question with a question, but will we have a free, fair, honest, transparent election?
Well, you're not supposed to question that. It's terrorism, too.
But we don't know whether that's true or not. So
well, I agree. That brings us to the next question. Going 2 minutes, we got time here. Obviously, the Democrats aren't going to let us have a free election. They already stole the last. They want to outlaw questioning election outcomes. What are you predicting for 2022?
My prediction is pretty dire. I'm predicting a new pandemic of some kind that begins in September. They will then use that pandemic as an excuse for lockdowns, but more precisely, they will rush through legislation which will be signed that says all voting has to be by mail because it's too dangerous for folks to go to polling places. It's too dangerous for them to actually show up on one day and vote. Here's the tip-off, Alex. I don't think anybody voted for Macron. I don't think this guy won.
I totally agree.
Election.
All the polls showed her winning massively, Le Pen, and then he wins.
Yeah, so this has the – look, I don't have enough time to – I haven't had enough time to look into it, but it smells very bad. And therefore, folks who stole the previous election, why couldn't they steal a future election?
They're emboldened. All they're going to do is lose power and go to prison. If they don't, they're going to steal the midterms or try.
The funniest thing going on is this lockstep thing about Trump and the big lie. There's no evidence of fraud, folks. None. Trump is crazy. It's a lie. No, the lie is that there's no evidence. There's overwhelming evidence of irregularities and anomalies. But the real point here is you can't say the election was stolen and you can't say it wasn't stolen because no court, no regulatory body, no legislature. No one's been willing to actually look at the evidence.
We are reaching a historic crossroads right now. Alex Jones here live with Roger Stone. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. We're going to cover critical intel you won't get anywhere else. Remember, the globalists work around the clock to shut this broadcast down for a reason. So share it and spread it. It's a revolutionary act. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed T-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Malcolm in Tennessee. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Yes, Malcolm.
All right, I'm going to make this quick and real short where the other Patriots can get on the line. Alex, I have to promote one thing from one of your co-hosts, Owen Schroyer. Super Male Vitality and Brain Force Plus. Mix those two together, you're an unstoppable tank.
Super Male Vitality really, really works. It's cold-pressed herbs and natural compounds that have never been heated up. And so it has a dramatic effect compared to powdered versions that also work quite well, but just aren't as strong. This is like a very fine wine. In fact, each batch is different. Sometimes it's super strong. Sometimes it's just okay. People are like, why are you selling something and admitting sometimes the batch isn't as strong? That's just how it is. It's how it works. So it's always good. It's just sometimes it's like super strong. But yeah, if you want the Rolls Royce at a decent price, then this is it.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
We could sit here and rearrange deck chairs in the Titanic all day, but the globalists worldwide and the politicians they control, Klaus Schwab and David Rockefeller's minions, like Bill Gates brag about it, aren't going to let us take over peacefully and fix things. They don't want the will of the people to take place. Roger, I want to talk about Elon Musk. What do you think about him, Twitter? I want to get into so many big issues with you, but I cannot impress to listeners enough that we're not in normal political seasons here. We're in a global awakening and major populist realignment, rejecting the corporate tyranny, rejecting the leftist CRT pedophile garbage, and they aren't going to back off without trying to declare us all terrorists. And I believe the next 197 days, they're going to stage false flags to blame us, Roger. I want you to speak to the big picture, the Great Reset, all of it, and then let's get into Twitter battles and everything else that's happening.
Well, Twitter is actually key to this, Alex. I mean, Twitter is the head of the snake. Let me explain to you how media works today. Once an idea, regardless of how baseless, how false, how ridiculous, reaches
like us matter, commanding January 6th.
Exactly. Once that reaches critical mass on Twitter, then the 200 reporters in the headquarters of the New York Times and the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal decide that it is a fact, and they report it as a fact. Also, those in government, particularly those who are corrupted in government, now decide that they have to prosecute that fact. So when Mueller's thugs storm my home at 6 o'clock in the morning with 29 heavily armed FBI agents, brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons, they actually believe that when they got my emails, when they got my text messages, when they looked at the text messages between Alex Jones and I, they were going to find Russian collusion. To their consternation, they couldn't find any of the things that Twitter told them were there, that the bloodlust filled fanatics on Twitter were absolutely certain would be found. So they had to fabricate charges against me. Twitter is absolutely that's where they get their marching orders. That's where the deep state legions get their marching orders. Chop off the head of the snake and you completely disrupt their entire plan. That's why potentially Elon Musk is a savior. So here's what I think. He needs to fire everybody. Don't think that the globalists who work there now are going to take orders from the new boss, because they're not. We've already seen, by the way, when he first announced that he was taking a stake, did you see the statement, Alex, from the management? They're saying, well, we don't care what he says. He can join the board if he wants, but the board doesn't make decisions here.
But now, reportedly, he's taking it over today.
Look, from your mouth to God's ears. But if that's true, let me tell you, it needs to be reinstated in their Twitter feed. Number one, Donald J. Trump. Number two, Roger Stone. Number three, Alex Jones. Let's keep on going. All those great patriots who once had millions of followers.
Ioannopoulos.
Millions of followers.
Harrison Smith.
I had 980,000 followers on Twitter at the time that I was decapitated. They still never told me, other than maybe hurting Jake Tapper's feelings, why I was axed. I still don't know.
And they go, oh, how dare you beg to do that? It's where the open market of ideas are happening. It's the digital soapbox. And again, they say, oh, if it's a private company, do it at once. Now suddenly, no, it's a threat to freedom if Elon Musk takes over and lets us have free speech.
One of the funniest things I saw last week was Robert Reich. I actually went to high school with this guy. He was the Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration.
The garden gnome.
Yeah. This guy puts a post saying that Musk's commitment to free speech is the hallmark of every dictator and tyrant who's come down the
pipe. Oh, they're now claiming he works for Putin, even though he's been fighting Putin in Ukraine.
It's the exact opposite. If you look at Cuba, if you look at Venezuela, if you look at the Soviet Union, if you look at Nazi Germany, the hallmark of all those strongmen is censorship.
And they're saying stopping censorship is fascist. There's actual headlines. Elon Musk stopping censorship is fascism.
It's a threat to our democracy. Well, first of all, we're not even a democracy. We're a republic. They can't even get that part straight.
I'm very excited about Elon because he's come out against depopulation. He's come out against the poison vaccines. He's come out against the censorship. I mean, he's doing a lot of good stuff.
Look, he's always been an advocate for the legalization of cannabis, something I strongly agree with and have for 30 years. I think the guy, I don't think he's a conservative. I think he's a libertarian. I think he's a free thinker. But I really hope that if he does take control, He will clean house. He has to clean house because management has already said in the statement last week, which was extraordinarily arrogant, that they're not going to take new leadership even from a new owner.
But then shareholders go, wait, we want double the stock price. I mean, again, they're saying, because it's a free company, right? Well, then it can do what it wants. And if it wants to give free speech back, well, again, the left is caught between a rock and a hard place here.
I've never understood why someone didn't just buy Twitter stock and then sue in the Chancery Court over the devaluation of the stock. There's no 230 issues there. Now, that assumes that the Chancery Court in Delaware is honest, and I'm not sure about that. But the left is absolutely apoplectic that this guy's committing
to free speech. Well, let's show some headlines. Report. Twitter and Elon Musk in final negotiations on takeover bid. Deal could be reached today. Now that's confirmed. Elon Musk purchase draws near. Leftist meltdown and hold a funeral for Twitter. Political Armageddon approaches as Twitter deal with Elon Musk reported to be imminent. I mean, they are crapping their little red diapers.
Well, look, Twitter has become a sewer of hatred and bloodlust. There was a time when it was fun. There was a time when you could go in there and have actually vigorous and kind of funny and entertaining debate. And there was some, you know, there was some back and forth that was worthwhile. Today, it is just an ocean of hatred. I mean, when I refused to testify and decided to invoke my Fifth Amendment rights for the phony January 6th committee, there were people on there who were advocating the gang rape of my 73-year-old wife, who's battling stage 4 cancer. Of course, they're not banned, but criticized.
And dictators aren't, and former presidents are banned. And, you know, that's the thing. I have a whole stack of news here. I don't talk about myself all day. But millions of retweets saying Alex Jones admits January 6th was an attack. Alex Jones called the FBI. He's going to rat everybody out. No, they keep calling us over and over again. They want to meet with you, want to fly down with three agents and three prosecutors. And I said, fine, give me immunity. I have nothing to hide, but so you can't set me up in a perjury trap, full immunity. I will talk to you. And then the New York Times puts it out that I'm coming out of the cold to expose January 6th. Guess what? Now I'm talking to nobody.
Alex Jones is not a Fed. Alex Jones, and I know this for a fact because we were talking. Yeah, they said, we want to question you. We want to question
you. I asked your advice a month ago.
Yeah, and you asked for immunity. Perfectly legal thing. And of course, they're not going to give you immunity.
Which doesn't mean you're guilty. I'm not Martha Stewart. Like you said before we went on live on air. What type of ham sandwich did you have? Well, I had a sandwich. Well, you didn't tell there was mustard. They can literally say even something non-consequential is a lie and then say I've lied to them. Or if someone else said something that contradicts me, they say it's a lie and prosecute me. Only a moron would talk to them.
Yeah, so look, I have firsthand experience with their ability to take something you say that is immaterial, irrelevant, or innocuous and twist it into a crime. It's a process crime. That's the way they trap you, which is why I invoked my Fifth Amendment right. It's not because I knew anything about January 6th and the so-called insurrection.
Why the hell would we do that? That made us look horrible.
Well, listen, I had nothing to hide, but I understood their ability to twist your words into a crime, and therefore I invoked my constitutional right. That was my decision. Now, I think that just ignoring a subpoena would be stupid. In other words, I fulfilled my legal obligations under the subpoena.
I did the same thing, exactly.
And I elected not to answer questions and invoke my Fifth Amendment right. Why Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro and others have elected to just thumb their nose, that's not the legal advice that I followed.
We're going to come back in the final segment. You're also going to be co-hosting the show you used to co-host as an InfoWars employee, The War Room, today, 3 to 6 p.m. We're going to go to dinner this evening. But, I mean, wow, what a time to be alive, Roger.
This is an exciting time. I think we were born for this moment. Look, Alex, I honestly believe that the Lord spared my life for the battle ahead. And that's why it's important that InfoWars remain as strong.
And by the way, you really are born again, and that's real. I've experienced it. I've seen it. And so Roger is a Boy Scout now, and that's a good thing. We'll be right back. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on.
I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
So when I first started taking Survival Shield, basically I was 275 pounds. I was overweight. I had brain fog like you wouldn't believe. I was barely holding on to a job. And I heard Dr. Group on your show and I listened to it. So the first one I got was the original Survival Shield, the X1. And it worked pretty good. And then shortly thereafter, you came out with X2. You had, you know, with a deeper source, you know, and I got really excited about that. So I took it. And man, in 2 weeks, I went from brain fog to like literally like my brain was enlightened. You know, I could think again. Again, I could connect with people again. And over the course of the next couple of years, I got my health back and I religiously take basically all of your supplements. They're all absolutely amazing supplements. The one I like recently is Knockout. It literally, like if you want to sleep, just take it. It's amazing. It works. But anyway, so the point is we have to get ourselves clean. We have to break free of the globalist system. And the only way to do that is to take our own health into our own hands.
Beautifully said, brother. I thank you so much for your call and Godspeed.
The powerful combination of both vitamin C and zinc are great stepping stones to leading a healthier life. InfoWars has made it easier to make sure you are getting enough in your system with a supplement that contains both. This InfoWars Life offering vitamin C plus zinc with rose hips should be your next purchase from the InfoWars store. The rose hips contained within are a part of the rose flower just below the petals that contain the rose plant seeds. Natural chemicals found in the hips may even be helpful for a variety of health conditions, including those with osteoarthritis and for those with pain after surgery, studies have shown. As for vitamin C and zinc themselves, you probably already know that they play an important role in nutrition, immune defense, and the maintenance of your everyday health. It has been reported that intake of both is often inadequate, even in affluent populations like here in America. So next time you visit, be sure to check it out at InfoWarsStore.com, where we promise our rose hips don't lie.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates, it's 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Reason, and I'm not going to give you the inside baseball, but I told you over a year ago that I was told Elon Musk was going to go all out against the New World Order by a very well-known individual, and then I was told that by some other people, I'll leave it at that. Then I had some meetings with some other people that are very well-known billionaires, and they said, listen, we don't like what's happening. We know you're right, and we want to fight it. We don't want to collapse civilization and society. So when I did that whole first hour today, that's probably the most important hour I've ever done, you need to understand that all this other stuff's important, but it's symptoms of the disease of the globalist. And Roger Stone's here with us. We got Robert Barnes coming up next hour. He was on fire with me Friday. Roger's going to ride shotgun for part of that. He'll be on the War Room as well. today, but I just want you to realize that I'm not trying to sit up here and say I'm a revolutionary leader and I'm an important person. The globalists see me as that, and they see Donald Trump and Roger Stone and a few others as that. So we are your champions. You are our champions that keep us in the fight. But when I tell you that this is big leagues and we're taking them on at point blank range and we don't back down, that's why they run stories saying, oh, we're backing down, we're coming into them, because they know our power is that we haven't backed down. So I'm asking you, and I want to thank all the people that made donations at InfoWarsStore.com. Right there at the top it says, be a sponsor, make a donation. I want to thank you and salute you. You are 1776 2.0. I want to encourage everybody to get T-shirts, books, films, Alex Jones was right, you name it, at InfoWarsStore.com. And X2, deep earth crystal iodine, pure atomic iodine. People say they have atomic iodine. They don't. We're the only folks that have it. It's back in stock. It's 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And I want to thank you all for your support. It's historic. And I thank you, for keeping us in the fight. Roger, there's so much to hit. There's so much to cover. And it's so great to have you here. I'm trying to talk into Stan tomorrow. Maybe you can co-host the whole show with me, but on our radar, what else is key to you? What else do you want to impart to the viewers and listeners?
Well, first of all, Alex, I need to correct you on one thing. It was exactly 16 months ago you told me that you had heard from reliable sources that Elon Musk was going to ride to the rescue. I saved the email. I checked it this morning. You predicted this. I was skeptical. I said, Alex, I don't know. I don't think the guy's a
concern. I remember the conversation.
Yeah. So there's no question.
More than a year ago.
It was about 16 months ago, almost exactly, you said this. And you turn out to be right. He's now made Twitter an offer they can't refuse. This is chopping off the head of the beast. Right now, the people in the New York Times newsroom are on suicide watch, even as we speak, because this is their network. Once something reaches critical mass there, the next day you see it on the front page of the New York Times.
You know, you just reminded me of that, because it's not name dropping. Elon had moved here. I'm not going to get into the insides of it. I missed out twice being invited. I'm going to leave it at that. I was always out of town. Bad luck when it happened. But, I mean, they're very high-level people told me this was going to happen, and it did. And I was also told that the war was coming in February from a certain person. So, I mean, there's no doubt this is happening.
And the Great Reset, as Tucker Carlson says, these people don't act like they've got the luxury of time. They act like people who are in a hurry because they know the American people aren't going to put up with this.
Well, as you said, it's now confirmed in federal court that Chinese spies and others met with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden when he was vice president 6 years ago. And so it's all confirmed now. I mean, this is treason.
But let's be very clear. The people who told us that the Russian intelligence helped elect Donald Trump, the people who told us that Hillary Clinton did not spy on Donald Trump, the people who told us that the COVID-19 vaccinations were both safe and effective, the people who told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation, now try to tell us that the war in Ukraine is about the Russians' expansionist desire to restore the faded glory of the old Soviet Union.
Well, they're holding George Soros' takeover back.
Well, look,
I'm not endorsing the war. It's just they bragged. They overthrew the government 8 years ago. They've been attacking the Russian border. I mean,
Max Blumenthal.
It came out that the U.S. former U.S. ambassador came out and said, yeah, Trump would have stopped the war, but we wanted one.
Max Blumenthal, who is a leftist, probably even a communist, but who has rightly said that we've already built the silos to drop in the offensive weapons that we have been, we, the West, have been provocative. And that Putin is acting defensively. He doesn't want Russian missiles, pardon me, he doesn't want NATO missiles pointed at his country. He doesn't want bioweapons labs funded by U.S. taxpayers cooking up God knows what. And if you say that, then Bill O'Reilly attacks you as a Putin stooge, a Russian agent. No. My family members were mowed down by Russian tanks in Budapest in 1956. But if you're Alex Jones or you're Tucker Carlson or you're Roger Stone and you tell the truth about what's really happening in Ukraine, that Zelensky is an actor with a multi-million-dollar condominium in Miami Beach, by the way.
And we're not against him that he was a gay porn star. It's just the fact they bribe him with that. They blackmail him.
He's an actor. He's playing the role of a president. This war is not about what they say it's about. No, I'm not a traitor. No, I don't love Putin. No, I don't like the authoritarian system.
So how do you see it ending? The left is desperate. They're losing control worldwide. The globalist reset's in trouble. What are they going to do?
I think I still see a pandemic to preserve their power.
They're going
to
bring back a pandemic. And what about power outages? They're saying cyber attacks from Russia, but they admit it's the CIA put the chips in.
Well, not only that, but as Tucker Carlson has revealed, why this spate of problems at food processing plants?
They more intend than 40 to blown up now.
Right.
Not 20.
Right. So they intend to starve the American people into submission. No, it's not a conspiracy theory.
They're collapsing the border. They're devaluing the dollar. They're destroying the food processing. I mean, it's so obvious.
And I think they're going to put a state-run currency where the bank, where a central bank controls all money.
Exactly. What do you make of the head of the IMF saying the world economy is going to collapse? All the banks are insolvent. Governments are insolvent. Sorry, it's a mistake, but don't worry. We've got a new digital currency for you. She says this. We played the clip last hour.
Yeah. So here's how this is going to work. If you're politically incorrect, you can't get any of your own money. You can't go to the grocery store.
Italy says that with the new social credit score. They say you submit your money's worth something. If it isn't, it's not.
They've already put this in place in all places. Ukraine. Ukraine has made all these reforms. So they want to control your ability to get gasoline, if you could even afford it. But you won't be able to buy it because you're not approved to buy it. Nor will you be able to get groceries or the fundamentals of life.
Isn't this an incredible time where it's all happening? Everything the old timers warned us of, we're here.
Well, you were the Paul Revere of this. I mean, trying to shut down InfoWars is like trying to snuff Paul Revere. You heard it here first. And what did they say? You're a conspiracy theorist. No, we're conspiracy realists. Virtually everything we said. I came on this show and I talked about Jeffrey Epstein 3-4 years ago. Before anybody in the mainstream, it's all in my book, The Clinton's War on Women.
It was actually
written in 2015.
It was 6 years ago.
Yep, 6 years ago when I first reported on it. And now you realize the entire story turns out to be true. This guy was blackmailing everybody and his brother. He was essentially a mercenary working for the Israelis, working for the Saudis, working for the Americans. And no, I don't believe he killed himself.
And people went and had sex with underage girls on purpose to be inducted into the cult, into the blackmail.
Or some did it not realizing that they were being videoed and it would later be used against them.
Absolutely. This is an incredible moment. What would you call this point in history, Roger Stone?
Well, they call it the Great Reset. I call it the Second American Revolution. I mean, I still think that we are a majority. I know that we are a majority. So when I go out in public, even in downtown Austin, there's still a plurality of patriots who furtively give me the thumbs up or pat me on the back or tell me that they're praying for me. We are still a majority. They want to suppress that majority. Unfortunately, the minority is both vocal and they're violent. We're not the violent ones. They're the violent ones. If I saw Speaker Nasty Piglosi eating in a restaurant, I wouldn't go up to her table and start screaming. I wouldn't physically threaten her. I'd ignore her. But that's not how the left thinks. They're the ones who are intolerant. They're the ones who are dangerous. They're the ones who use violence. Antifa and Black Lives Matter burned down half the country, did millions of dollars of damage to public and private property, killed people, injured people, and yet no one has been prosecuted.
All right, we're going to go to break here. You're going to do 5 more minutes with us, and you're going to be stay with us for our barns, actually, so that's good. And then you're going to be on the War Room today. Roger Stone is on fire. Roger, where are your websites? How do people find your verboten programs and this great new Frank speech thing? He's so great. People bitch at Lindell for saying we turn the election over in a few months. He was being a optimist. The point is he's built a whole new network, and it's beautiful.
FrankSpeech.com. You can go see the Stone Zone every day, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern.
You're going to be shooting it live here today?
Yes, we're going to shoot it
right here.
Yep.
All right, we love it. And we're not in competition with OAN or Frank Speech or anybody, folks. We're in competition with tyrants, and we love it. InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I want to thank the listeners for keeping us in the fight. Hour number 3, straight ahead with Robert Barnes and Roger Stone.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all, and they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Hear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down. Inflation is exploding. The supply chains have broken down. And InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth and everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts to help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Roger Stone in studio, and Robert Barnes coming up, ladies and gentlemen, riding shotgun with us. Boy, he's always been amazing. He blew me away Friday, went super viral. He's got real analysis on what's going down. But let's talk about a company that Roger Stone told me about a few months ago, and I researched, and I talked to a lot of high-level IT people and folks, and they said Volta Wireless is the way to go. They deplatformed, attacked for what they did, but they're still a sponsor. They're a sponsor of Roger as well. It's a simple SIM card or a download where your phone has triple encryption. Nobody can break it. This is the real deal. And they have gotten more customer service, you name it, because they were in beta. They've gone operational. We'll put it on screen. You go to Volta Wireless and you put in Alex as the promo code and you get a big discount either on a phone or the SIM card or whatever it is you want. VoltaWireless.com and use promo code Alex. Roger, tell us about Volta Wireless.
Well, I'll tell you what brought me to Volta Wireless. I found out that I was spied on the front page of the New York Times on the very day that Donald Trump was elected president, or I should say sworn in, inauguration day. Above the fold, I learned that I was one of three Trump associates who's being spied on. And therefore, to this day, I have a deep concern about whether my text messages, whether my cell phone calls are being monitored. This is what led me to look into alternative technologies. And I can't tell you how happy I am with Volta Wireless. I mean, these guys are technologically way ahead of the curve. I recommended them to Alex. I know Alex is happy with them. You can use promo code Alex and sign up. These guys are top notch. And if you're a conservative or a libertarian or just a free thinker and you're worried about Big Brother,
take control of your life. And you learned about them at the CPAC.
I did. And I was impressed. I sat for a presentation. I was prepared to think this was another Freedom Phone. Frankly, I didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. And the more I looked at it and the more study I did, and I read a couple great articles about it. I recommended it to you. I recommend it to you folks. Use promo code Alex. And I'm telling you, you will be happy and you can sleep at night knowing that Big Brother or the media or the government is not snooping.
Nobody can break triple encryption at this level.
That's what I'm told.
And it's not like you're bad. You lock your door at night. You wear clothes. It's not that you're ashamed of yourself. You just protect yourself. We put shields up Does it give us added defense?
Yeah, it's not that
when a police officer wears body armor, he's not bad. He's doing it because there's bad people.
Well, not only that, but I've learned firsthand, I have nothing to hide. I've done nothing wrong, but they will take innocuous things that you say and then they will twist them. They'll take them out of context. So Stone said that he was going to steal this guy's dog and that was witness tampering. No, the dog wasn't being fed. I threatened to turn him over to the ASPCA, but if you take those messages out of context, it would appear that I threatened to kidnap somebody's dog. Ridiculous. Yet when that guy threatened to shoot a witness in the head who was going to the grand jury, he's not indicted by Robert Mueller. So protect yourself, folks. This way your text messages, your cell phone calls, they can't be taken out of context by some big brother agency.
Right, VoltaWireless.com, promo code Alex. It's amazing. And they're a great sponsor. They're supporting you, supporting me, and people love it.
You know, Alex, I've had it up to here with lawyers. I hate lawyers. Finding a tough lawyer, finding a smart lawyer, finding a lawyer willing to fight is like a needle in a haystack. It doesn't exist. Robert Barnes is one of the few lawyers in America that I deeply respect. Not only is he a legal genius, but he's a fighter. He's got incredible guts. Every time I've asked for
advice. He's smart as hell, just like you. I can count on a hand. The smartest man I know, you guys are on the hand.
Well, right? But he's also courageous. You see, a lot of lawyers just don't have the belly for the fight. They're worried about, well, what's the judge going to think of me? Or what if I have a different client up in front of this
and
judge?
So just go with the truth.
Right. So finding a good lawyer is virtually impossible. They always want to settle. They never want to confront the corruption. I have a tax case going on right now with the Department of Justice. They don't claim that I've hidden income or hidden assets or underreported income because I haven't. They just imply it. Their charges, which are in a civil action, read like a press release. They lie about everything. I want to raise that. The lawyers, of course, want to settle.
But the good news is people now know the corporate media is their enemy, as Trump said. The mainstream media is the enemy of the American people. Roger Stone and Robert Barnes coming up in T-minus 60 seconds. Infowars.com. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
There's no doubt we're the tip of the spear. There's no doubt we are in the danger zone because of you, the listeners, that care and stand for us and stand behind us, and because we are educated, informed, and tenacious. Amazing in this trifecta. You got Alex Jones, you got Robert Barnes, a great constitutional lawyer, good friend of mine, with the smart people I know, and the beautiful Roger Stone here with us. I want to talk about the big picture, where the globalists are, what they're doing. The head of the IMF saying world collapse imminent, devaluation, sovereign defaults. I played the clips first hour. I mean, just horrifying news. We knew they were positioning us for this. She says it's an accident. That's a quote. And that they don't know. Quote, we didn't think through the consequences of printing too much money. We already are out of time. Those are quotes. I played the video first hour. I mean, we are living in epic times. And their answer is declare all Republicans are populist as terrorists if you question the election or force inoculations or lockdowns or open borders. We have the federal law on testing illegal aliens for diseases. That's being annulled. I mean, we are living in the New World Order takeover. You got the Easter Bunny publicly giving the president directives. I mean, Robert Barnes, and we'll get to Stone to get his take. What would you call this period of time we're in right now?
Well, we're seeing the complete weaponization of the legal process. So, you know, the President Trump today is now facing $10,000 a day sanctions, so-called contempt for a proceeding that shouldn't be allowed to occur in the first place. I mean, you look at what they're being critical of DeSantis with concerning Disney, which was a completely legal action. Contrast that to the direct targeting. The Attorney General of New York ran on a campaign saying, elect me, I'll go harass and use the legal process to harass Donald Trump. And the courts are not only allowing it, but now encouraging it, incentivizing it, and rewarding it.
3 weeks after they did it to me, they're now doing it to him, and they're trying to take MTG's right to run for office because she said they're trying to frustrate voters' will, so they try to frustrate voters' will.
Exactly. They're mischaracterizing the 14th Amendment provision that was only meant to apply to the Confederacy, which was annulled itself by the 1872 Amnesty Act as recognized by a federal court when Congressman Cawthorn brought that up.
They're trying to say, when you're declared a foreign enemy, we can do this. But they're just declaring all their opposition an enemy.
Correct. I mean, that statutory provision was, that constitutional provision was only meant to apply to the Confederates, ex-Confederates. And we annulled it in 1872. And so it should not be applicable to anybody. It was misapplied to Congressman Berger for his opposition to World War One in 1918. But that was a misapplication of it. Now we're seeing it reinvigorated, and they're trying to say anybody who questioned the election, anybody who challenges an institutional narrative is now an insurrectionist. So it's part of the January 6th cases. We saw it as part of the Whitmer entrapment cases. It's part of what they're doing with Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they tried to do to Paul Gosar in Arizona. It failed. A court said it didn't have any
legal basis. So it's an attempt at outlawing your opposition. What does that say about the Democrats in the deep state?
Well, basically, they're taking the same thing Zelensky is doing in Ukraine, which is, I mean, they would like to apply the same. People should watch that because they're trying to do the same project here. I mean, they're banning opposition media. They're locking up opposition leaders. They're just two steps ahead of where the Democrats would like to take the United States of America, to lock up dissident
media. That's right. The same globalists around our country are advising Ukraine, where they're banning even pro-Zelensky parties, all opposition banned, all media controlled.
Correct. In fact, there's only one single broadcast that's allowed throughout the country now. People are getting bloggers that are being summarily executed on the street. There was a journalist, Gonzalo Lira, who's an American citizen, Chilean citizen, who disappeared for a week, and but for a bunch of us making noise, may have been dead himself. So that's the mindset mentality that's infecting the West as well, infecting the United States as well. We're seeing the continue. All the things they accused Nixon of, as Roger can remember, these folks are actually doing. They said that, you know, Nixon had a hit list and all the rest. He didn't actually weaponize the IRS anywhere like they're weaponizing the IRS now. They're weaponizing the law enforcement, weaponizing the Justice Department, weaponizing attorney generals, trying to criminalize and put in prison anybody who's a dissident or disagrees with the system.
That's not what a strong group does, is it, Roger?
No, I think that what you see is the hysteria. Look, the greatest single example of this is just north of us in Canada, the abuse of the Canadian truck convoy. The brutal, authoritarian jackboot tactics used on peaceful protesters.
No bail, charged with terrorism.
Freezing their bank accounts, making it impossible for them to eat. Derek Sloan, a former conservative, a member of parliament, now with the Ontario Party, outspoken, against all of this. Now, seeking election in Ontario to take away the Conservative Party, folks, in Canada is not in any way conservative. So even there, the revolution has spread. And if you want to see what's going to happen there, here, just look at what happened there. Also notice that the American truck convoy got no media coverage virtually at all. It was like a blackout, like it didn't even happen.
Robert Barnes, I could ask questions here, but what do you want to get into with Roger Stone and I as we ride shotgun here? There's so much happening. What do you want to hit first?
Well, I think January 6th is a good nexus because they're trying to use the mythology of what they've created with January 6th, still covering up some of their complicity and culpability related to. I mean, look at how the media's covered the 60 Minutes did a Sunday interview with Christopher Wray and managed to not bring up the Whitmer acquittals at all. I mean, that was that those bogus charges, those pure government entrapment makes the Marion Barry entrapment look like light change. You look at all of what happened, and they attempt to politically weaponize that case. It turned out it was totally bogus. The jury saw it as totally bogus. They took, basically some people who lived in their grandma's basement and tried to pretend that they were master criminal conspirators. And one of several of the key investigators connected to that case, several of them ended up in prison themselves, or under criminal investigation. Others, though, were promoted and put in charge of the January 6 cases in D.C. So the pattern we saw with the Whitmer cases that was detailed in front of that jury was replicated in the January 6 cases. And they're using that to try to keep congressmen out of Congress. They're using it to try to lock up a range of dissidents who are still sitting in jail 15, 16 months later without even a trial date being set. And some of these cases are very minor charges, very inconsequential, insignificant charges.
By the way, you're right. They admit this is the model for everybody else right now. So how is it going? How do we counter it?
Continue to counter it in the court of public opinion and then where there's legal remedies and options and alternatives to do it there as well. Because they're going to continue to, I mean, what happened with Whitmer is that case got exposed by good legal review and by good public exposure. For people who don't know, that's the governor of Michigan. They said that there was this plot to kidnap her that helped the Democrats right before the election. Some of us said at the time it smacked of entrapment. A jury determined it was entrapment. They found acquittals and convicted nobody of anything related to those cases. They're trying to do the same thing with the January 6th cases, so arguing the court of public opinion, getting the information out there. There needs to be more assertive action, and candidates need to run on this. To his credit, President Trump has said he will pardon everybody connected to the January 6th event, and that's why they're going to target him and continue to go after him. But we have to continue to educate in the court of public opinion, continue to inform, we need more public commitment from people running for office that they're going to investigate what the FBI's role was, what Christopher Wray's role was, what the seventh floor of the FBI was up to. We've seen the continued political weaponization of this process, and we need to see meaningful coverage of the Sussman trial. I mean, that case exposes the degree to which Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee and the Democratic Party were completely culpable and complicit in arranging everything related to both Russiagate and Spygate. That is that trial the media is trying to completely suppress coverage of, but it's about to happen in the District of Columbia. Major filings, and a person that should be looked at for criminal investigation and indictment is Mark Elias. It's clear Mark Elias was laundering information, illicit information, illicitly obtained information, illicitly provided information as attorney-client privilege when it's not even apparent he had appropriate attorney-client privilege with any of it. So he's the Democratic lawyer hitman. Who should be criminally indicted by John Durham if Durham's going to do his job. And that needs to be part of the court of public opinion as well as we move forward.
All right, you got a bunch of other topics. Tell me what else you want to get to when we come back, because I got a bunch of questions.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a range of subjects that are right hot on the agenda, including issues related to the vaccine and mask mandates, issues related to what's happening in Ukraine, false flags that may be occurring at any given moment, given the recent trip of Secretary Austin there. So there's a range of topics to cover.
Roger, what do you want to hit?
Well, this New York action, Robert's absolutely right. They're petrified about running against Donald Trump. Their first case in
Manhattan.
Let's
talk about that when we come back. Roger Stone in studio.
Yep.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalist as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life, Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, the magnitude of what we're covering is so incredible. And the big set piece of the globalist, the Rockefeller Foundation and Carnegie Foundation that runs the CIA was Operation Lockstep in the last 26 months, 28 months of tyranny we witnessed. I want to get constitutional lawyer Robert Barnes' take on that, and the big developments, where it's going, and then Roger Stone's, because they admit in the EU, in Canada, other places, they plan to bring the lockdowns back. Before or after the election, China has 400 million under lockdown. First it started in Shanghai, now it's spread. A giant drill and a test in martial law. So what happened in the past, what's coming in the future, but also how do you see this agenda unfolding in the future, Robert Barnes?
Well, I mean, on the one aspect, it's positive potentially that Elon Musk is buying Twitter, and if he... The best way Elon Musk can prove that Twitter is back to a free speech zone is to reinstate Alex Jones. So let's see if he does that right out of the gate. That will tell us what he's up to. Is he the person he has claimed himself to be, a free speech champion, or is he what his critics say? Well, he can prove it real easy just by reinstating Alex Jones as his first act back on Twitter and reinstating President Donald John Trump. So do those steps, and that will at least restore Twitter to some degree of sanity from where it's been under big tech control. Now, the second aspect is one little component about the French elections today. Le Pen lost. There were some anomalies being reported out of the French elections. In particular, territories outside of the continental control. In other words, places like Martinique, Guadeloupe, et cetera. These places showed a 30 to 40 point swing from 2017 to 2022 in favor of Le Pen. Yet no place inside the continent of on the continent in France showed any such similar swing.
Exactly. The few places where they weren't federally controlled, she won massively, but everywhere else she lost.
Exactly. And these were places that she lost by 50 points last time that she won. I mean, it's that kind of margin swing. So the Mélenchon vote, which is sort of a Bernie Sanders style vote, swung towards her in places that Macron didn't have complete more election control than places.
And I'm
going
to come back to you, Barnes, but Roger, you're an election expert. You said it's too early to tell, but the polls don't fit. You smell something stinky here. What do you think's going on in France?
Well, I saw the same thing that happened in the United States. The last time when I went to bed, Le Pen was up by 300,000 votes. When I woke up, her margin had disappeared. Macron is actually less popular than Joe Biden, if such a thing is possible. And if you read any of the survey research in the closing days and you know how to read a poll and you studied the crosstabs, which I did in a number of occasions, it was clear that there was a tidal wave coming for the right. Also, when the extreme right party candidate endorsed and urged his supporters to vote for Le Pen, it was clear that there was a landslide coming. I think the will of the French people has been thwarted. This whole thing smells bad.
I agree. So where does this go?
It goes nowhere. I think it is it's a cautionary tale for the United States.
Well, it's what just happened here a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
What do you see, Barnes?
It is a concern. And so we'll see how it plays a role in the upcoming parliamentary elections, because the polls, to Roger's point, show the right winning the parliamentary elections that are coming up in just a few months. And so let's see what happens in those elections, because as Roger knows, one of the ways you smell out election fraud is you see unusual disparities in similar constituencies, right? So you see neighboring precincts in one of them. I mean, this happened, frankly, in the Roy Moore race in Alabama in 2017. You know, you had neighboring precincts that had one turned out at 80%, the other turned out at 55%, and it's identical demographics, identical partisan profile. That just doesn't happen. And you see it all across the state in the case of Alabama. Here, when you see it'd be one thing if it was just Martinique or just Guadalupe or just Corsica or just one of these other places that are part of the offshore international components of the French elections. But all of them swung massively towards Le Pen, and no place inside Paris or inside France swung at anywhere close to the
same
direction.
Sure. So just like Venezuela, they hold elections, but they're fake. How do we counter this, Roger?
Here is the answer. Carrie Lake, candidate for governor in Arizona, and Mark Fincham, who's running for Secretary of State, have come up with the answer. We need to return to paper ballots. That is the answer. They've gone to court to try to knock out computerized voting. I spoke yesterday to Jackson Lawmeyer, the crusading insurgent pastor running for the U.S. Senate in Oklahoma. They're investigating doing that there. So I think we need to knock out the computerized voting. And we need to return to paper ballots and accountability. That is the answer.
Barnes, what's the answer in your view?
Well, the same thing that we was the true of 2020 election. We need only constitutionally qualified people voting. We need people only voting by methods that are constitutionally qualified, going to Roger's point about paper ballot in person. And third, the way the vote is counted and the way the vote is canvassed needs to be constitutionally qualified. And what does that mean? It means as determined by the state legislature. If there's any method by which people are voting, if there's any people groups that are voting, or any means by which their votes are counted or canvassed that is contrary to the rules set by the state legislature, that is an unconstitutional election. Particularly,
okay, so
in the
let's cut to the chase here.
Context.
According to the State Department's own rules, what you're saying is true. So we go out and declare other elections fraudulent when our own elections are fraudulent as well. How do you beat election fraud of this magnitude?
Well, the utility, this is one place where Barack Obama was right a long time ago when he said it's tough to commit systemic election fraud unless you do it in a certain way. And the reason he meant by that is that elections are still very local. Every person can volunteer to be a precinct observer. Every person can participate at the elections are still done at the most local level in terms of where votes are counted and canvassed. They can use the sunshine laws like they did in Georgia. The variations of open records laws or freedom of information laws, whatever the state analog provision is, to inspect the voting records, inspect who's registered to vote, inspect.
Sure, so let me expand on that. With 197 days out from the midterms, and I'm going to come back and ask this to Roger next segment, but the minute and a half we have left with Barnes before we get a break, how does the deep state counter this awakening to election fraud, this total red tsunami? How are they going to counter that? Because they obviously are desperate and scared right now.
Well, by what they've done, which is to create a fake narrative around January 6th really wasn't about January 6th. January 6th was about covering up the crime that took place in November 2020. January 6th was about re-narrating, re-scripting, re-crafting the official narrative so that anybody who talked about November 2020 would be affiliated with insurrectionists, with coup plotters, with revolutionaries.
Exactly. Never question. They say that's a terrorist act to question an election.
That's exactly right. And that's where they're going to continue to go. And that's why they have to keep doubling down. That's why the January 6th committee, which is an unconstitutionally formed committee, formed in a manner that violates the very rules of Congress itself, shouldn't even be allowed to exist if the courts were doing our job rather than being asleep at the wheel in District of Columbia. As Roger knows, unfortunately, the judges in the District of Columbia can be anything but impartial. And the jury pools are the same way. And so there needs to be constant public exposure of this in the court of public opinion and constant reminder of what really took place in November and not allow these intimidation efforts to intimidate anybody in the populace to do anything different, but to continue to expose the truth as it is.
All right, Robert Barnes, stay there. Roger Stone, stay there. We're going to hit the vaccine issue I raised we didn't cover. We're going to hit the Ukraine issue. We're going to hit the economy issue, the IMF, the World Bank, the inflation issue, and what we the people can do to counter this and maintain our basic liberties. We'll be right back. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. We'll give you both men's websites when we come back.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a t-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some t-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every t-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.Video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.Video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the mega emergency blowout sale, up to 75% off, get incredible products, and keep InfoWars as strong as ever. It has been noted by many a historian, the first casualty of war is the truth.
then the next big casualty isn't even the people that die. No, that invariably follows. But first, there is the crackdown on population's basic liberty and speech and massive censorship. And now across the world, from the United States to Europe, legislation's being introduced that if you amplify any, quote, pro-Russian information, you can be censored, you can be arrested, you can be imprisoned. And, of course, now Canada's introduced legislation that if you have a thought crime and they think you may have the intent to engage in hate speech online, that you will be censored and arrested. Ladies and gentlemen, the authoritarianism is being carried out by the globalists around the world against humanity. That makes InfoWars.com more important than ever.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Waging war on corruption.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
I want to thank all the listeners for your support and helping us really erase a lot of the deficit we have to fund ourselves. X2, the amazing deep earth crystal iodine that's so great for your body, is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We have Robert Barnes via Skype. We have the great Roger Stone here in studio with us. And I was asking Roger what he wanted to hit next, and I know Barnes wants to hit this. We have the whole Durham investigation really gaining a lot of steam and a lot of fruit right now. So, Roger, why don't you speak to how big this is? We'll get Robert Barnes' take on it.
I think it is potentially enormous. Yesterday, terrific interview with John Radcliffe, the former Texas Republican congressman who was the director of national intelligence, who said that there are a number of documents that have still not been declassified that he has seen, which would bust the Durham investigation much wider open.
He called it a criminal conspiracy to frustrate the voters and engage in massive fraud.
It is outrageous to me that Sussman's attorneys want to bar all of their activities from the record, saying that they're pejorative and they smear him. And Durham pointed to my case to demonstrate his authority to do whatever he wanted, which I found interesting. The real question, though, and I would defer to Robert on this, is have the statute of limitations run on most of these crimes? In other words, everything leads to John Podesta, and that leads to Hillary Clinton. She is the one who is the head of this particular
snake. They quarterbacked the whole rush of fraud to defraud voters.
And to distract from their own involvement with the Russians. It's John Podesta and his brother who made millions from the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin. Not Paul Manafort, not Roger Stone, no one associated with Donald Trump. So, but the real question is, has the time limit barred the prosecution of these criminals? And even if they do go to trial in the District of Columbia, can the people get justice? Or are the courts there so rigged, so biased, so one-sided, that the truth will never come home?
And what green light does this give the deep state, the permanent state, to fully weaponize the Justice Department and everything against the American people?
Yeah, I mean, I think, what is being exposed in the case is the degree to which the Clinton campaign was neck deep in all of this. What some of us said from the very beginning was that they would find that Perkins Coe, the big corporate law firm, was the laundering source for this illicit information because they could disguise it. They could hide it from the
campaign. You told me that on air and personally 4 years ago.
Exactly. I mean, we talked about it then. And because it was a classic pattern. I mean, it was. How do you hide this from your campaign finance report that the Clinton campaign is buying laundered fake dossiers that it's laundering through the law enforcement, then back through the media? I mean, it was multiple levels of laundering. Well, they disguised it as legal fee payment. They said, oh, no, we're just paying our law firm. So on the campaign finance report, it did not disclose their payments that were going to Fusion.
And the lawyer went and lied to the FBI and the CIA when he gave them the info saying, no, it's not political, even though he was handed the material.
Yes, correct. And now there, I think Durham is going to great lengths to cover up the culpability and complicity of high-ranking CIA and FBI officials. If this was an honest inquiry, James Comey would have been indicted. Peter Stroke would have been indicted. John Brennan would have been indicted. Clapper would have been indicted. Hillary Clinton would have been indicted.
So what do you think Durham's up to?
Durham's history is he's a cover-up artist. So his goal is to make this look like it was just an external corruption. Hey, there was a few low-level actors, even Kleinsmith he gave a sweetheart deal to, even though he perjured himself in a FISA warrant application. They let to make it sound like, hey, our FBI guys are nice, our CIA guys are great, to cover up for the real deep state and throw them a few fall guys.
And we're literally sitting here with one of the main victims of it, Roger Stone.
So what I think is happening here, frankly, is unfortunately, the Obamas are done with the Clintons. They want them off the stage. So in a certain sense, what I think happens is that Durham offers a blistering report, which condemns Hillary Clinton, which points out the criminality of her and her operatives. But unfortunately, he reaches the conclusion that because he took his sweet time, the 5 years has run out and they can't be prosecuted. Now the Clintons are out of the way for the launch of Michelle Obama's 2024 presidential campaign. I'm going on record right now on the show telling you that she, not Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, will be the Democratic nominee. So Biden is doing, Durham, in my opinion, is doing the bidding of the deep state that wants to clear the deck of the Clintons. The Clintons, at this point, the Bidens carry too much baggage with the American electorate. The Obama connections, to the Russian collusion hoax, which are at the very top because essentially the Obama administration's FBI and CIA at the behest of Hillary Clinton try to wire the election for her and then try to discredit Trump and remove them. But none of the stink sticks to the Obamas. And therefore I think he is just helping shuffle the Clintons off into the.
So let me ask Roger Stone and Robert Barnes this question. How do they extricate themselves from Biden, who they knew would be a puppet, but is rotting faster than they thought, in my view? How do they extricate themselves from that before the midterm, after the midterm, as you're predicting? I think you're right, Roger. And then what comes out of that, and who do they position when he's gone under the 25th Amendment into the White House, and what does that signify?
Well, let's recognize that were that to happen, in other words, were they to remove Biden under the 25th Amendment, which I predicted on this show they're going to do after the election, and Kamala Harris were to become, therefore, president, she would have the authority to nominate a new vice president, and that vice president would have to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. Now, what happens in the Senate election? Is Mitch McConnell going to confirm? Does he have the votes to confirm whoever it is she chooses? Does she choose Michelle Obama? The pressure on her would be to appoint Hillary Clinton. That's why John Durham has to eliminate Hillary Clinton as a potential vice president to get her out of the line of succession. That's what this is really all about. Hey, you guys at Media Matters, run and write that down right now. Go report on it, because that's what's about to happen.
I want to get Barnes' take, but I saw that headline. I saw the video this morning. I don't trust Cruz as far as I can throw him, but he's a smart guy. He's right, though. Getting rid of Biden is dangerous as hell. Biden is dangerous, but what they're going to pull once he's gone, I think it'd be worse. What do you think, Barnes?
No doubt about that. I mean, you knew what the sort of deep state was up to back when they got rid of Agnew for Nixon. I mean, that was the warning sign to Nixon, and he tried to cover himself, was unable to do so because Ford was someone they were satisfied with. No doubt. I mean, if you're Kamala Harris and Hillary Clinton is your vice president, I mean, can you get life insurance?
You need a food taster.
6 months? 3 months?
You need a food taster.
What do you think the odds are? So I think that, but I agree that whoever the next vice presidential nominee is, if they take out Biden, and I think that's what the Hunter Biden stuff is about. There's no way they could actually go with a full scale criminal indictment of Hunter Biden, because that leads to everybody in the Democratic Party and a bunch of deep state actors, including those bio labs in Ukraine. So they can't actually do it. I think it's an extortionate threat to try to get Biden to play ball or resign when necessary. But the problem is Kamala Harris is more unpopular than him. So that would mean if they take out Biden, they would be taking him out for the purposes of replacing him with whoever Kamala's vice president is. And that would be the thing to watch. Whoever that person is the person that is going to be the next presidential nominee.
Obviously, you're right. So let me ask this question. Constitutionally, it would be, correct me if I'm wrong, you guys are smarter than I am on this, it would be Pelosi. How does Hillary get herself in there?
Well, not necessarily. So if Kamala Harris were to rise to the presidency, this is where I disagree with Robert, she's no more or less dangerous than Joe Biden, because neither one of them is running the country. Barack Obama is your de facto president. Susan Rice, Ron Klain essentially report to Barack
Obama.
They're
in their third term.
So it doesn't really matter whether Kamala Harris is president, although that laugh is extraordinarily annoying.
But if Biden was taken down, then what is the line of ascension?
Well, you still have to confirm a vice president. So Kamala Harris would rise to the presidency. She would be entitled to appoint a vice president, and that vice president would have to be confirmed by the Senate to be legally in line. Otherwise, the Speaker of the House would remain in line. Now, did we take control of the House in 2022? We don't know yet. And if we did take control, who is the Speaker? Is Kevin McCarthy in line for the presidency? Is Jim Jordan in line for the presidency? Is some, I don't know, freshman, Scott Baugh from California, some freshman could be Speaker of the House? Anything is entirely possible.
The point is, we are headed into extremely interesting times. I want to talk about Russia, the world economy, and more with Robert Barnes and Roger Stone. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of t-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We need to sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, Infowars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists are bombarding us with propaganda and with spiritual warfare and with poisons and chemicals added to the foods. It's all come out. And they're doing that not because we're weak, but because we're made in the image of God, the Creator, and we are powerful. And the social engineers fear that so much. So that's why I repeat that famous internet saying that nobody knows who first came up with, but boy, is it true. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. They need all their propaganda and all their lies and all their evil and all their cultural death because they know we are strong and they know in the end they signed on to the God of this world who is a loser. And that's why it's so important that everybody keep InfoWars in the air now more than ever. Because even if you don't believe in God, what the globalists are manifesting and setting up is satanic. And we are opposing the one world government and the mark of the beast they just announced.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you, and so now we need the support more than ever because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25 to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life Fizzy Magnesium Mix that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25 to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
Just halted Twitter stock sales, and it's being announced everywhere as we speak. Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. So this is a big, big deal, and now the test will be, will he reinstate the former president of the United States, of the real president, Roger Stone, Alex Jones, and countless others? And it's not like I even care if I'm on there. It's that it's a sign, and we're hoping Elon Musk is for real. I hope that even my worst critics remain on Twitter, because that is what free speech means. This is an epic moment, Roger Stone.
It really is. I want my 980,000 followers back.
Isn't it beautiful that you haven't been here in 2.5 years being under attack and you're here for the day for this?
It's really extraordinary. Plus, the number of reporters at the New York Times on suicide watch right now is record-breaking. I mean, liberals every place are about to slit their wrists because this was their sewer. This was a tsunami of hatred.
It was their bullying operation. Literally, a million tweets or something last week, I trended number one for 2 days, saying, I'm coming to the feds. I say we attack January 6th. All made up. All lies.
Yeah.
And I couldn't counter and say that's BS.
Yeah, because when they smear you, you have no enormous platform to go to. Look, I love Gab. I think they do a great job. I like Telegram. I think they do a good job.
But it is David versus Goliath.
But it's just not, you know, never had the critical mass that Twitter has.
I love Paul Watson's. If you don't like Elon Musk buying Twitter, just build your own Twitter. Robert Barnes, I'm so glad the two guys I love that are still the smart people I know, you and Roger Stone, are together now. This is historic. We're on air right now when Elon Musk is taking Twitter over.
Yeah, it's extraordinary. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of panic at Twitter. And a lot of its engineers and the rest, because Musk has very publicly stated his commitment to returning Twitter to its free speech roots. People forget Jack Dorsey said Twitter was going to be the free speech wing of the free speech party. And based on Dorsey's recent commentary, it looks like somebody hijacked Twitter and took it away even from Dorsey, because Dorsey appears that he's still unhappy with how some
Dorsey's come out and attacked CNN, Stelter, and censorship. When I was told by, I'll just say it, Roger Stone's here with us, and we've got you here. You know, I shouldn't say who, but I'm not going to even talk about it. But the point is, I was told 2 years ago, no, Jack Dorsey's a listener. He's been taken control of. And I'm like, I don't really believe that. And the guy goes, okay, here's the text messages. Alex Jones is always right. I listen to him every day. I wish I could have stopped this, but hopefully you guys can defeat it. And that was Jack Dorsey. I mean, I was shown these texts by a very famous podcaster, the most famous podcaster, of him saying that. And I was dumb like 4 years ago. I didn't believe it when I was told he was actually on my side.
It's really quite extraordinary. My appeal to Mr. Musk would be to clean house. You cannot trust the people that
He said he's going to turn their main headquarters in San Francisco into a homeless shelter.
Great idea. Terrific idea.
All right, let me interrupt. Go ahead.
He really needs to clean house. You've already seen the attitude of the employees in management. The statement they put out in opposition to Musk.
We don't care about profit. We don't care about the company. We're not going to, yeah.
And we take no direction from the board. See, the board seat was a trap. If Musk had taken a seat on the board, he would have been prohibited from acquiring more stock. So that was a trap. He very wisely sidestepped that trap. This could be a monumental day for free expression and the right to.
Because one big domino falls, they all fall. Robert Barnes, I'm so glad you're here with us in this historic moment. This is big.
No doubt about it. And I think it was also a smart move by Musk, because there's aspects of the Biden administration, aspects of the deep state, that want to control Musk and have been threatening various forms of civil and criminal investigations to try to punish him. And if you are the owner, he said he's going to take Twitter private, so we'll no longer have any ESG corporate board or any of that nonsense. And what he'll have is he'll have one of the loudest platforms in the world to fight back. So this will put, you know, this was a good chess move by Musk to counteract deep state efforts to derail his other economic agenda, and it's great for free speech. I mean, we'll see if he delivers. I mean, that's the big open question. Can Elon Musk deliver on his returning Twitter to its free speech origins? But he's made very public promises to this effect. He's taking the company private, so almost its only purpose can be to restore its free speech origins. And if you also changed its algorithms, remember the most nefarious part of Twitter isn't just its censorship. It's that it algorithmically manipulates what topics it allows to trend.
Shadow banning, total manipulation.
Absolutely. Not only that, like, I mean, critics like me, I'm a critic of our involvement in getting involved. I agree with Trump. We should stay the heck out of Ukraine. But I get bombarded with pro-Ukraine tweets of people whose accounts I don't follow. Why? Because that's the algorithmic manipulation, to emotionally manipulate the audience to a preordained conclusion. So it's not just the censorship, it's the algorithmic manipulation, which James O'Keefe and Project Veritas have helped detail and expose.
Absolutely. So let me ask you about this question. How do we put loving pressure on Elon Musk to be true? How do we back what he's doing? Because if it's public stock, it's going to triple now. If it's private, it's going to triple. What do we do? Because, I mean, it'll be very disconcerting if he doesn't restore Trump. I'd love to hear Alex Jones. That's great. You're not to say that, Robert. But obviously the former president, he needs to be reinstated instantly. Trump has shot his mouth off and said, I won't even go back there. Well, I think that's just not a smart statement.
Well, he hasn't gone to Truth Social. So this makes no sense to me. Truth Social, which he has a proprietary interest in.
Doesn't promote it.
He doesn't promote it. He doesn't even post on it. I think their heart's in the right place, but none of the links populate when you post
them.
That
would turbocharge him if he did that.
And there's a million people waiting in line.
So he raises billions of dollars and then doesn't promote what he built.
It makes no sense at all. Here's what I predict. Leftists like Anderson Cooper, for example, will now leave Twitter.
Wonderful.
Zuckerberg, Soros, and these other criminals will find a new quote-unquote social media outlet from which they can take their news cues. Because Robert's absolutely right. This is about two things. One, everybody in government takes their cues from Twitter. So if they say Alex Jones is a Fed, oh, Alex Jones must be a Fed because I read it on Twitter, even though it's not true. And then secondarily, this is the way that they bully people. In other words, here's Roger Stone's address. I mean, they use it for doxing. They use it for bullying. And therefore,
they do whatever they want.
The left will now move on to some other platform. There will be no shortage of venture capital for a new, completely censored.
And that's good for them. They get, but yeah.
Stupid, though. Stupid.
Barnes, where's this going next? This is huge.
If Musk keeps his word, it's a game-changing event. It's an absolutely game-changing event because you have a platform with a massive audience that has massive reach. And if it's back to being a free speech, honest, not only a free speech platform, but no longer algorithmically manipulated to where you have an honest reflection of honest public opinion, you're going to see back to what Trump was in 2016, where Twitter was an honest reflection of the fact of how popular Trump was going to be before he even surged in the polls and even before he started dominating the primaries. So you might get more honest reflection of public opinion. Their whole point was to take that reputation of an honest reflection of public opinion, distort it through algorithmic manipulation, and create a fake impression of public opinion. Musk could completely reverse that just by restoring Twitter to its origin.
That's right. It's now breaking, though, that Twitter has accepted the deal. So, and again, for me, it's way bigger than Twitter. Once there's economic freedom and other owners coming in knowing free speech is popular, the market will take hold in free speech and it's game over. And this whole reign of terror of cancel culture and censorship and all of it is going to come to a crashing end. Even if they try to build their own things, no one wants to be there. Folks want the Wild Wild West.
So here's what I would like to see. As soon as this transaction is complete, I would like to see Tucker Carlson interview Elon Musk about his intentions. I think that would be perhaps the most watched cable TV show in American history. There's no one better to conduct that incisive interview than Tucker Carlson. And we can find out whether Musk, who I like enormously, and I think is in it because he believes in free speech. He's not a conservative. I have no illusions about that. I think he's a libertarian. I think he's a free thinker. I happen to think the guy's going to keep his word. I'd like Tucker Carlson to conduct that first interview.
The bottom line is this. We are in a very exciting time to be alive, Barnes.
No doubt. In fact, another way Elon Musk could do it is announce once he's fully taken it private and is in control of the company, do a four-person podcast with Joe Rogan, Alex Jones, and Donald Trump. and sit down and announce. That would be the most
that watched, would break the internet.
Listen to podcast in history.
Well, off record now. Joe has told me I'm the hydrogen bomb, so he's holding me back for some big point. But there's some good stuff going on, yeah.
I mean, that would be dynamic. That would get a lot of attention to Twitter, reinvigorate it, reinstate it. But it would be good publicity for Musk. Musk is clearly trying to establish more broader political protection against deep state apparatus.
Exactly. So is this, let me do 5 more minutes with both of you. And then we've got Cheryl Sillis taking over. Is this the pendulum beginning to swing back? We'll ask that question on the other side with Roger Schoen and Eric Barnes. 5 more minutes with both great men. And Barnes, real quick, 20 seconds left. How do folks find your great podcast?
Sure. VivaBarnesLaw.locals.com.
And X2 sold out for many months. The deeper crystal iodine. Now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Discounted. Stay with us. X2 back in stock.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana Second Amendment pro-liberty themed t-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20. Whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Gear historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now, the biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Roger. All right, Robert Barnes and Roger Schoen with us. Final statements for both of you about this epic moment in time we're all sharing together with this amazing audience.
Barnes? I mean, it's no doubt it's a major game changer. It is because it's the reversal of an entire mantra of woke capitalism and censorship and algorithmic manipulation to help justify fake news narratives that spread. And if this is the beginning of the reversal, and it comes after DeSantis stood up to Disney and Disney's stock collapsed, it comes after Netflix's stock collapsed after it went woke and decided to participate in a range of woke policies and politics. Now we have what used to be the free speech wing of the free speech party returning to the free speech wing of the free speech party and restoring free speech and algorithm-free, honest public discussion and discourse could restore key aspects of our democracy, particularly in the news and information.
And that's
space,
what's beautiful is while they're trying to stamp out the Trumps and the Stones and the Joneses, there's this whole new burgeoning system waking up. It's beautiful.
The political implications of this are enormous. In other words, 2020 was the first election in which all mass communications of all types, whether it was network television, cable news, the internet, print media, was completely controlled. That's never happened before.
They were all in propaganda alignment.
And therefore, the implications of this for free and fair elections are enormous. Trump could never have been elected in 2016 without a free, unfettered internet. If we return to that, in which the biggest and most important social media platform out there is once again unfettered and free, and there is no censorship, it has enormous implications for the America First movement.
That's right. Barnes, where do you think this is going? How do they strike back, though, with his successful takeover of Twitter that was now being announced?
Well, it's a critical battle that's reversing the war, reversing the course of the war in terms of the battle against censorship, the battle against this manipulation, the battle against fake news, the battle against this emotional manipulation of the masses, the battle to restore American freedom in a manner that is, as Roger puts it, unfettered. And that is, this is a great win for that, those purposes. That there's, I mean, the worst case scenario is Twitter's the same Twitter it's always been. Okay. Well, then that, you know, disappointing, but that doesn't make the world worse off. Best case scenario is Twitter returns to being the free speech wing of the free speech party. And then what happens? Honest news surges. Just like the audience of InfoWars managed to keep the sound of freedom and news of freedom alive. If you had an honest Twitter, then the stories that would trend would be the same stories that dominate the audience in InfoWars. And so that's what we would start to see. We would see a restoration of honest news, honest information, honest debate, honest discourse, and that's good for freedom and liberty, because in an honest debate, freedom and liberty wins every single time.
And let me make the announcement now. Breaking: Twitter has been sold to Elon Musk and will go private after agreeing to a deal worth $44 billion. So we are here today. Roger hasn't been here in 2.5 years in studio. It's magic that you're here, Roger, while this is happening.
And you know what this proves? Money talks and bullshit walks. I mean, in the end, he made a financial offer that they couldn't refuse. And that actually overcame their wokeness. Because remember, the opposition to doing this deal, and then Twitter folded in the face of an extraordinarily audacious offer by Elon Musk.
So it's a historic moment. It can be a domino that affects everything. This is really incredible. Robert Barnes, thank you so much for being with us on this really amazing, historic broadcast. We'll talk to you again very, very soon, my friend.
Absolutely. And thanks to the audience out there that helped keep InfoWars alive, because that was key and critical to something like this even happening. Elon Musk isn't interested in this unless the InfoWars audience keeps networks like InfoWars alive to show Elon Musk the demand for free speech is there and always has been.
The pendulum must swing back. The question is when and how hard. Thank you so much. Roger, amazing. You'll be on the War Room in 55 minutes. Get some well-deserved lunch. Roger Stone in studio, War Room, coming up in 55 minutes with Owen Schroyer. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products that boost your immune system as well, but this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
The term bread and circuses comes from an ancient Roman poet describing how the people are governed, not by excellence in public service, but by food and distractions, like a herd of livestock. Today's circuses can be found on Twitter, a reflection of the human herd's short attention span. Meaningless distractions to keep everyone calm while their food supply is being destroyed. While fools joke about Biden doing a horrible job, his administration is doing such an efficient job of destroying America that anyone running in 2024, if there is an election, will have to run on the Build Back Better platform. Starvation has been used as a weapon of mass destruction for years. In just a two-year period, Stalin's communist government murdered over 3 million people in Ukraine by simply pulling the strings of bureaucracy, sanctions. The Ethiopian counterinsurgency burned crops and food stores, airily bombed food markets, and restricted trade. They then began a resettlement plan that killed at least 80,000 people with further starvation. The U.S. State Department murdered over 500,000 women and children in Iraq with starvation by sanctions. And this is exactly what is happening in America today. The Biden administration sanctions against Russia are only succeeding at killing more innocent people all over the world by dramatically cutting down the worldwide food supply. There is already a significant wheat, fuel, and fertilizer shortage, which is obviously going to affect everything else, starting with fresh produce and livestock. But in order to completely collapse the food economy, they'll have to start destroying food packing plants as well, so that there is nothing left on the shelves for you to eat.
There have been confirmed over a dozen disabling accidents at food plants in the last month, over a dozen.
Absolutely, and we're talking about some really significant plants. The Taylor Farms facility in Salinas, California was completely destroyed by a fire last week. We've had two major potato processing plants in Belfast, Maine, and Warden, Washington that were completely gutted, which is happening at a time where we already have a potato shortage globally. You were talking about the onion supply at that Rio Fresh, but it's not just produce plants. Last month, there was a fire that took out a Nestle food plant out in Jonesboro, Arkansas, and that's impacting frozen food brands like Hot Pockets or Stouffer's, which maybe you might buy if you can't get fresh food from a warehouse that just exploded.
Those still satiated with their bread and circuses are soon going to start getting hungry. And it's because America is under siege, being destroyed from within by a corrupt government, while the people seek fairness on Twitter. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
All right, my friends, Gerald Celente is about to take over Monday emergency broadcast. International cult of transhumanists, environmentalists, terrorists, and sabotaging civilization. Tune in and learn how to stop them. And we're going to have Roger Stone hosting the War Room coming up today and so much more. The great Gerald Celente, good friend of mine, print forecaster, is about to take over. Let me just do this right now. There is not just evil in the universe, there's good. And with what's happening at Twitter, what's happening everywhere, big things are happening. But I cannot continue on to fight the globalists without your support. And what you did last week with the money bomb took us about 50% of the way we need to go for the underages we have to just stay at the bare minimum we are and buy product into the future, because we're self-funded. We don't have a lot of sponsors under attack. I brought in some sponsors. They've been supporting us. But our biggest sponsor is you, the listeners and viewers. So I want to encourage you all again to realize, and I know you know this, is why you're here, that there's no place on earth like InfoWars. There's no place with guests like this. There's no place with understanding like this. There's no place that has a bigger effect than InfoWars. And that is a God-given responsibility we all have to take action. So there's a few things you need to get at InfoWarsStore.com. One of them is these little gold bars with a hologram image, the original piece of art. The Alex Jones exclusive InfoWars Republic Defense. These are war bonds, and you can get up to 50% off when you get three or more of them at InfoWarsStore.com. So please get those. Also, X2, the only deep earth crystal, true atomic iodine out there. We have a DEA license just to get it. Then it's inserted into the glycerin oil. What this does to your cells, your mind, your brain is incredible. This could be our last shipment of it. Everything shuts down. It was so hard to get it. InfoWarsStore.com has X2 back in stock, 25% off today. Also, there's a few other things I want to tell you about. a few of the things I haven't talked about yet. Because they're trying to shut us down and because they're working around the clock to do it, we have done everything we can to intensify our fight against the globalists. And that's why we're asking everybody to realize that what you do now is the most important actions ever in the InfoWar. Once we get to this crescendo, once we get to this point in time that we're at, everything we do during this period is just as important as everything else we did previous to it. And so there's a amplification, there's a lensing to all of this. And so word you spread, support you give, prayer you engage in, everything you do now has a bigger effect than it's ever had before because we're now in the zone. So I want to thank you all for your support. I want to encourage you all for your support. All I'm asking you to do is to realize that we have proven ourselves with your support. We've done this together, and I'm asking you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, and right there at the top is a support free speech where you give a straight donation so we get 95% of the money after the credit card fees instead of 30, 40, 50% depending on the sale. And realize that X2 is back in stock, and that's how we fund this operation. So I salute you. I humbly thank you for what you've done. You're amazing. You bring tears to my eyes. And I just tell you that there's not just evil in the universe, there's good as well. Gerald Celente takes over in the last 2.5 minutes of this segment. He'll be hosting the rest of the hour here at the War Room. Gerald Celente, please tell us what's coming next.
Well, what's coming next is what's going on with InfoWars and so many of us, and that's censorship. And when we have the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, shooting off his mouth last week at that conference for the geeks over there about more and more censorship. He has this line. He referred to himself as, quote, pretty close to a First Amendment absolute. Hey, clown boy. Hey, arrogant piece of crap prize winner. Assad has to go. Oh, yeah, the guy in Syria. Oh, yeah, Gaddafi has to go. There's no such thing as being pretty close to the First Amendment. Got it? Either there or you're not there. Hey, maybe shooting out of your woke mouth, maybe that's like saying almost pregnant, huh? So you need to support InfoWars, and we have to unite. This thing is going down big, it's going down fast, and it's going down hard. How could a lying little clown, an arrogant piece of garbage, a murderous quote, I'm really good at killing people, how could anyone listen to the garbage out of this guy's mouth? Censorship is what's coming down upon all of us because they're taking us to war.
Gerald Celente, Skype broke up a bit. Stay right there, Gerald. Powerful information. I'll repeat that when we come back on this live April 25th Monday broadcast. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need your help. I need your help keeping InfoWars on the air and strong. I need your help making sure that our mission continues on. I was born for this. You were born for this. And people are really waking up right now. But we had to build our own infrastructure because of the censorship and deplatforming that cost tens of millions of dollars. And now, with Band.video getting close to 10 million views a day, we're a platform for thousands of independent journalists and groups to be able to post their content free of charge. And because it's become so successful, it's a catch-22. InfoWars and Band.video have become a mothership promoting the pro-human liberty movement worldwide. But the expenses in bandwidth alone are millions of dollars a quarter, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. So the biggest sale in InfoWars history is going right now, the Mega Emergency Blowout Sale, up to 75% off. Get incredible products and keep InfoWars as strong as ever.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well. But this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
She ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout. He started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what did mama saw? It was against the law.
Being on the Alex Jones Show, as I keep saying, everybody, we have to unite. United we stand, divided we fall. And they want to bring us down. That speech by Obama out there in California to the geeks, you know, the King James Bible got it wrong. They said the meek shall inherit the earth. They misspelt it. It's the geeks have inherited the earth. Look at the low-life pieces of garbage that we got to stand up to and listen to. Could you imagine this? I mean, this is beyond the belief that you have to believe. What? I'm Zuckerberg. I'll tell you what you could think. No. I'm peach eye. Yeah, peach eye up your, you know what? I'm the Google guy. I'll tell you what you could think. I'm Obama, the murderer. I'll tell you what you could think. Hope and change you could believe in, folks. Remember, he was always folking us? Folking us? Yep. I'm really good at killing people. Yep. Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. That's all it is. They got the clown over there in Ethiopia. Yeah, that guy too. Nobel Peace Prize winner. They don't count. They don't count. No, 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 no. Only those Ukrainians count. Yeah. Yeah, we're freezing up here again, but we're still here. Okay. I'm going to give you a little some economic stuff going on. And the markets are a trip, man. Boy, I got to say women. I got to get a men and a women. Got to be right there. Or as they say, Jerome Powell said that inflation was temporary. Hey, I'm the Fed head. You know, listen to what I tell you. It's only temporary. No, 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 no. It's transitory. And now, of course, in the woke world, let's call inflation transgendatory. So, speaking of which, this is really serious. It's going down big. This inflation numbers that we're seeing, they had a producer price index come out of Germany this past Friday. You ready for this? It was up the most in 75 years. That's when the war ended. Yeah. It was up 30.9%. And then you got the clowns running the European Central Bank. First you had that guy Draghi, who's now the Prime Minister of Italy. Yeah, he was running it. Negative interest rates, buying up corporate and junk bonds, why, 10 years? And you got inflation running over there, the official number overall 7.5%, and you haven't raised interest rates? No, because we got to keep money over there so they keep getting bigger. So markets today were big time swatter points. Now I came on up. There's a thing called a plunge protection team. Plunge protection team means they're protecting the players of the market, just like they threw in that $7 trillion into the repo market back in 2019, September to January 20th, September 2019 to January 2020. So they're keeping the money cheap. This is going to be big, what's going down. There are people taking to the streets on all the continents because of the lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime and violence. The migrant crisis over there in Europe, skyrocketing. And this is even before the Ukraine war. 5 million refugees coming out of Ukraine. Nobody talking about peace. This thing is going to keep getting worse and worse. And what they do on InfoWars by bringing people like myself and others and Alex Jones and the team, we're doing everything we can to help you prepare, prevail, and prosper in these very difficult times ahead. The motto of the magazine, The Trends Journal, is think for yourself. And you better start doing that big time and getting information that you need that can help you. If InfoWars goes off the air will be sucked out of freedom and democracy. There's no other broadcast in the United States like this. That's why I do it. It's freedom of speech. No, we don't all agree on the same. She is all same thing. Be an individual. InfoWars gives you that freedom. So put your money in your heart where your mind is, because they're robbing us of the freedom of our minds. These are critical, critical times. Get their products. They're going to help you in every way that they can, and they are doing it. So it's back, one after another, Survival Shield. And boy, that's one you need in these times, because this is a time of survival. I've never been more concerned about the future in my entire life. It's hard for me to have a, you know, I love to go out and have a good time. I'm a real party guy. There's dead up here. Where I am up here, upstate New York, dead. Dead. 9 o'clock at night, the streets are dead. The diners used to be open 24 hours. The diners are closing at 9 and 10 o'clock at night. They destroyed us with the COVID war. And now they're going to take us to World War III, the Ukraine war. Businesses aren't coming back. They're gone. Dry cleaners are dried up. People aren't going back to the offices. Blackstone just came out this week and said what we've been saying for 2 years. Office occupancy, rentals, space, commercial space. Poof. Going down. So you need to support InfoWars, because they're all going down. Do what you can. We're in difficult times ahead. United we stand, divided we fall.
You know, it's a fact, and I'm not bragging when I say it, it's just true, that InfoWars is seen by the globalists as the standard of human liberty, as the logo of human populist resistance against their transhumanist anti-human program. And man, our work is really right now hitting the most important aspects of what we've ever done. So I'm asking listeners now to realize we've got great products, thousands of them, at InfoWarsStore.com, and we are funded by listeners and viewers like you. And so now we need the support more than ever, because this fight has intensified. Don't need me to tell you that. At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got 25% to 75% off across the board right now. Things have been sold out for a long time, like InfoWars Life Fizzy Magnesium Mix, that's so amazing, and our new immune support formula that's so critical. They're all available 25% to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The newest product from InfoWars Life is now available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. It is concentrated known herbs and compounds that will supercharge your body's natural defenses, your immune system, while at the same time funding the InfoWar. Our immune systems have always been critical, but in this globalist era, with all the criminal activity they're involved in, it is more important than ever to take the tools God gave us and supercharge our immune systems. InfoWars Life Immune Support is a game changer. And everyone out there that wants to be healthy and wants to boost your natural defenses should get it today. Out of the gates is 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Got a lot of other great products to boost your immune system as well, but this one is the very strongest we've got. So anybody out there that cares about their health and wants to take care of themselves needs to get this product. It's also a great gift for friends and family to boost their immune systems as well. Get yours today at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off. Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalists. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited issues, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, you're on The Alex Jones Show. And listen, get those T-shirts. You know, they're great products. And again, you're supporting InfoWars. And this is really, it's so important. And they get they have these great offers, 40% off, and Survival Shield, one thing after another. So donate today, support free speech, and we're in critical times. These are, again, when you see the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner Obama out there talking about more censorship. Oh, and talking about the vaccines too. This is a guy that got fully vaxxed, right? Boosted and fully vaxxed, and he's shooting off his lying mouth about making fun of the people, the 1 in 5 for people that didn't get vaccinated. About, no, it's higher than that, because they say 66% of Americans have been vaccinated. And if you put probably the real number in there, it's probably more like 40% haven't been vaccinated. Yeah. Online disinformation puts democracy. What democracy? Democracy. Hey, idiot. Hey, arrogant Obama. There's no such thing as anybody saying what they want to say being a risk to democracy. The risk to democracy is the Cartoon News Network. Oh, what happened to CNN Plus? Woo! Into CNN Minus. How come? Morons and imbeciles don't want to swallow the garbage coming out of the mouths of people like you and the clowns on their show. Ah, disgusting. Ah. You ready for this? U.S. wants to see Russia weakened, Blinken says. Moscow has already failed. This is Blinken. An arrogant daddy's boy. Yeah, this is the guy that Obama sent to Saudi Arabia to keep slaughtering all the Yemenis. That Blinken. So Blinken, get this in your head. You stupid politicians, you don't fight the Russians. Could you get that? Again, as I said over and over again, Napoleon sent 420,000 troops out of Poland to attack Moscow, came back with 10,000. Got it? Well, maybe that number's too hard for you to understand, so we'll do another one. Hitler, kills between, what, 23 to 27 million Russians in World War II? And who's the first ones to beat Germany? Blinken, Russia. All right? You don't fight the Russians. I'm totally opposed to the invasion by Putin. Totally understand why it happened again, as we've mentioned to you over and over again. It's here in your Trends Journal. We did major stories on it as it was happening back in 2014 when the United States overthrew the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych. And then we just did a poll, the Salenti poll on the on Twitter. Who'll win the Ukraine war? All right, you ready for this, Blinken? 76%. This is a vote of 2,000 people voted. 76% said Russia. 9.6% Four people calling it a draw, then saying that Ukraine could win. And what's the United States doing? Sending more weapons to kill. This is terrible. Just more ammunition. Could you imagine wherever you're living, having to leave your home, leave everything you have behind you because you're escaping for your life? Because they're keeping a losing war going? And as he said, they want to weaken Russia. Let me get this straight. What's going on between Russia and Ukraine has been going on for centuries. This is not my business as an American. It is nobody's business but their own. Ain't nobody's business. It ain't nobody's business but their own. This is not the United States, and arrogant clowns like him, the murderer Bush, the murderer Obama, the murderer Clinton, all the wars that you guys started that you don't have the cojones to go fight in. All you do is spew out your murderous garbage. You haven't won one yet. Show me one thing the federal government has done at any level that has helped us as human beings. This country's going down the toilet. And a bunch of crap heads are flushing us down. All losers. It's never been a better time to unite than now. Ever, never, ever in my lifetime. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, says Samuel Adams, and now is that time to unite. We could beat them. I say it's 40% against 60%. 40% of us are true Americans. Everybody that's listening to InfoWars, your heart is there as a soul of America. Freedom, peace, and liberty. You beat the other ones easily. You call them out, they fall down. They're not fighters. They're joiners. Followers. Now I'm heartbroken when I see what's happening. And I'm going to go back to the markets when we come back, but this is serious stuff going on. Over in China, Shanghai was down to One of the indexes is down 6% today. Today, down 6%, all right? This is China. This isn't Sudan's markets. This is a big one. All the markets across Europe down between 1.5 and 2%. They're artificially propping up our markets to keep them from going down. Again, we write about it in detail in the Trends Journal. If you go to my website, there we go. Greater Chinese market losses with Shenzhen stocks falling 6%. Oil slides 3%. All right. When all else fails, they take you to war. Great Depression, World War II. The dot-com bust. And they changed again with COVID war. And they're changing now again with the Ukraine war. We must unite for peace. Again, do everything you can to support InfoWars. Of course, if you want to know history before it happens, just subscribe to the Trends Journal. We've been shanghaied.
It was about 25 years ago that I wanted to expand InfoWars. I've been on the air a couple of years, but I only had money to finance my own simple little local radio show. And I wanted to hire camera people. I wanted to make films. I wanted to really challenge the globalist. And it was a T-shirt I designed, the first one, Mass Murderers Agree, Gun Control Works, that helped us finance hiring the first few members of my crew. That's our oldest design, and we still sell it. We have that design, over 100 others, that will now all be limited editions, because whatever stock we've got in, that's it. We're selling everything out to fund the operation, to get rid of inventory. We'll still have some T-shirts in the future. They'll just be limited editions and short runs. So if you want to get any of these historic shirts, this is your last chance. I almost forgot. We're selling them all at cost at InfoWarsStore.com. Every ball cap, every flag, every hoodie, every long sleeve, every T-shirt, regular shirts, designer shirts, they're all selling at cost. InfoWarsStore.com.
Mike in California, thanks for calling.
I think we're barking up the wrong tree calling this gain-of-function research. Now, if you read the actual 2014 legislation, the U.S. government gain-of-function deliberative process and research funding pause on selected gain-of-function research involving influenza, MERS, and SARS viruses. It says nothing about SARS-like viruses, and it's a research funding pause. It's not a stop. It's not a prohibition. It's when you come to a four-way intersection, there's the stop sign. You stop, you look both ways, and then you proceed. And so it's also, it doesn't pause all gain of function, just selected gain of function. But they'll argue that this is actually characterization and qualification research. So, Rand and others, maybe Fauci was right. They don't quite know what they're talking about, calling it gain of function. That's why he didn't perjure himself. That's why he hasn't been arrested.
Because they're literally creating new synthetic life forms that mimic what the viruses do. But in the main definition, it's still a gain of function. You're making something deadly that spreads more easily to hurt people. Thank you, Mike. We love you.
Over the years, InfoWars has produced more than 200 amazing Patriot Americana, Second Amendment, pro-liberty themed T-shirts, ball caps, flags, you name it. All of the apparel and the flags are being sold at cost right now. That's just regular plain Jane shirts. That is all sorts of designer shirts that cost us $15, $20, $25 to produce. We used to sell for $40. We're selling them for $15, selling them for $20, whatever the shirt costs us. If a shirt costs $5, we're selling it for $5 for us to actually produce. If it costs $10, we're selling it for $10. And we've got hoodies, and we've got long sleeves, and we've got short sleeves. We've got them all, and we've got to liquidate them all. And they're limited edition because we're never going to make any of these designs again. We are going to come out with some new designs that will be limited, limited edition in the future. We've got to sell this to keep InfoWars on the air. Plus, it spreads the word. InfoWarsStore.com. Your historic apparel now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Introducing the newest product from InfoWarsLife.com. We are so proud of InfoWars Life Immune Support. It is concentrated herbs that are known on record to supercharge our body's natural defenses. Ladies and gentlemen, this is something that is essential and everyone should get. And on top of it, it funds the InfoWar, so that's a 360 win. Let me tell you what is in this amazing product. Concentrated elderberry, concentrated echinacea, concentrated astragalus root, angelica root, lotium root, and more. This product is incredible. InfoWars Immune Support, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, is funding the tip of the spear, the InfoWars operation. It is a 360 win. The only way you fail is by not taking action and getting this product to boost your body's natural defenses and keep InfoWars on the air. The globalists are hoping you don't take action. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Gerald Celente.
Great to be on the Alex Jones Show. You know, I was saying all they're doing is talking about war. Mankind must put an end to war, or war will put an end to mankind, said John F. Kennedy. And we're at that end right now if we don't stop this. And again, you know, I'm going to make this really clear. You better do what you can to support InfoWars. And, of course, the Trends Journal as well, if you want to know what in the world is going on and what to do next. Because we have to unite. And what are we talking? We're talking pennies. We're talking pennies. And I got to tell you again, the businesses, they have, yeah, here we go. Mankind has put an end to war before war puts an end to mankind. And they killed the guy after he made a deal with Russia with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Okay, we'll pull our missiles out of Turkey. You pull them out of Cuba and we'll call it a day. All right. Same thing could have been done now. All right, we won't expand NATO. You guys cool out and you don't do anything with Ukraine. We won't do anything with NATO. We won't expand any one inch further. We won't backtrack on what we said. But no, they didn't do that. You know, the hypocrisy of the media. Sudan. What's a Sudan? Or maybe it's like a Yemen. I never heard of one, but well, anyway. Tribal clashes in Sudan, they call them tribal clashes, between Arabs and non-Arabs in Sudan, war-ravaged Darfur region, have killed Iran 100. That's something. And wounded hundreds more. At least from the Wall Street Journal, right? So now this war going on in Sudan, 168 people killed. How come they don't report that in the media? Did they kill 168 civilians today in Ukraine? No. Well, who cares about a Yemen? Who cares about a Sudan, no, Ethiopia, or no, don't care at all. We'll only keep selling the fear and hysteria to hate the Russians. And again, anybody thinks that they could go beat the Russians, you're out of your mind. You're not going to beat them. This war has been going on, what, 8 weeks? America couldn't beat the Taliban. About 80,000, 90,000 of them in 20 years. I talked about CNN, and it's going to be in this new Trends Journal, the one that goes out tomorrow. CNN Plus crashes at launch. Public won't swallow cartoon news crap. That's CNN, Cartoon News Network. And I go on for the trend forecast. Because we go on to say how people are disgusted with this stupid junk. The trend forecast. The time is now for a true print and broadcast media that only sells hard facts, data, and truth. You know, as does the Trends Journal, of course, and InfoWars. Rather than being so lame and egotistical to sell their agendas and belief systems as a domain. And this is the time when the public must be well informed so the population may rise to higher levels rather than propagandized by those heading the world into mass destruction of body, mind, and spirit. And that's where we are. It's the mass destruction of the human spirit. Look how low we've gone. Look at the stuff that people eat. Oh, you go to Popeyes? No, I like McDonald's. Yeah. One, junk food. Junk, 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 junk. Junk food equals junk brains. And that's it. And that's what we've become. The followers. These are critical times, as I said. You know, what's going on now with this oil. Oil plunging the way it did today. Down over $5 a barrel for Brent crude. Because of what's going on in China. Locking down one province after another. And I read the numbers. They're in the papers. 65 cases. What, 65 cases out of what, 40 million? What are you talking about here? And cases don't equal deaths. Again, you go to the cover of this current Trends Journal. We've been shanghaied. We're becoming the Chinese way. You must obey. They started the COVID war back on Chinese Lunar New Year 2020, the year of the rat. They locked down. They couldn't stop the Hong Kong protests. Boy, they stopped them really quick. Locked it down. Over. And by the way, gaining power. You've seen the Goldman Sachs gang, the Black Box, one after another moving into China, pulling out of Hong Kong. Yeah. The Chinese way you must obey. We become them. New cases, 5. Symptoms. Total cases, 197. Nothing. Nothing. It's a power trip. And they robbed us of our power with the war on terror. They robbed us of our freedom. Young people have no idea what it used to be like to fly. It used to be fun. Now you got them feeling you up as you're going in there if you don't want to get radiated. Yeah, but what have they done with the TSA all these years? How many potential bombers did they get? The shoe bomber, whole made up thing. Thing was it going to explode? Like the underpants bombers. No, this is serious. The war on terror, then the COVID war. We're locking you down. We're locking you down. They are not talking about the destruction that's done to the businesses of America. Small businesses wiped out like nothing. And the bigs keep getting bigger. So don't support InfoWars. Don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. Instead, you could go to the Cartoon News Network or fill it up with Fox. How about ABC? No, PRN. I like to read the toilet paper record, the New York Times. No fun anymore flying. They've sucked the joy out of life. Flooding the curb. People swallow it. And they're doing the same thing now with the Ukraine war. But not really. There's never been a better time for a peace movement than now. And we're doing everything we can with the Universal Church of Freedom, Peace, and Justice for freedompeacejustice.com, and InfoWars is doing it. They don't talk about war. They're not promoting war. Not bringing in some intelligence experts and clowns. Tell them intelligence expert. It's an oxymoron to call it an intelligence agency. So anyway, stay tuned to the markets. We're going through very serious times right now. That gold went down as much as it did today blew me away. I never would have thought so. But the dollar keeps going up. And the dollar's going up only because the other ones are so weak. There's no replacement right now. But you have a replacement. Your security is with a lot of the products that you get from InfoWars. Your security is freedom of speech and to build your mind, body, and spirit to the highest levels. During the whole COVID war, never once did they say get in good shape, build up your immune system. And InfoWars has a lot of the products that can help you do that. And we do it as in other ways with the Trends Journal. So support us both. United we stand, divided we will die. This is a one on earth time. So let's unite.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com is offering the biggest sales in its over 20-year history. And that is because the economy is breaking down, inflation is exploding, the supply chains have broken down, and InfoWars is having serious trouble making its payroll and paying for operations. And I do not want to implode or downsize in the face of the globalists making their main move. InfoWars, it's paradoxical, is more popular than ever. It is reaching more people than ever despite the censorship. But because of cost increasing and having to run our own infrastructure and pay for our own bandwidth, everything else, we are running out of money. So listen. Up to 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com on things like amazing Patriot t-shirts that help spread the word and fund the operation, on supplements, on books, on films. Everything is 25 to 75% off right now. The biggest sale in our history at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support.
A riotous mob.
Whether they were present that day or were otherwise criminally responsible for the assault on our democracy.
Insurrection.
We will follow the facts wherever they lead.
Domestic terrorists.
The days of independent media are numbered. The government has made it illegal to oppose them. They are now debanking us behind the scenes. They want to bankrupt us and make us go away quietly. With practically half the population wanting to lock the unvaccinated up in camps, the traitors know they can shut us down by force. But that would accelerate the awakening exponentially. So be it. Make them silence us by force. This is the final battle of the information war. Give now. Buy products. Donate. Before everything changes. We need you to carry us through to the end. Victory or death. Go now to InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.